Manscaped is here to provide you with the best tools for your grooming experience, offering precision engineered tools for your family jewels. The Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer is the best hygiene tool for the modern man. Because of their ceramic blade and advanced skin-safe technology, the trimmer is also waterproof. You can trim it in the shower or in the jacuzzi if you're a savage. Manscaped Performance Package is the best buy of 2021. The Performance Package comes with the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, the Weed Whacker Ear and Nose Hair Trimmer, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag. Might as well get the best tools to do the job. 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code NTS. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code NTS. That's 20% off with NTS, nigga. Yo, thanks for Manscaped for making our wieners look so good.
Also don't see Quashay with an M16 attached to his fucking chest.
It makes no sense, bro. Batman don't kill niggas, the police shouldn't either. That's all. That's where I'm at. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
That job that I would have been the worst state trooper, bro. I would have been in my car watching football. I'm not pulling over nobody.
What? To meet a quota? Yeah. Obviously, if you're doing 1,000 miles per hour on the turnpike, yeah, maybe you should slow down.
You made it.
Yeah.
Beat me.
Like, you know how fast you was going?
That's just crazy.
I'll be the guy.
It was fast. I just want to let you know what you're going to do with that hood.
Like, y'all are, the police are not, they got to realize, they're not crime stoppers. Like, if you see the crime, like, you're not a crime preventer.
You're not, yeah.
You're not a crime preventer. You're a crime stopper. If you see the crime, yes, you try to stop it as best you can. And then you take that person, I don't know how else to dumb it down. You take that person to the person who's above you, and then that person above you decides
you are,
what
the
happens.
Cops, the cops are an introductory.
You are a henchman.
Into the legal system.
You're a henchman. I think they should make the job harder to get.
Cops, you are a runner. Nobody
would do it. That's the point. No, people will still do it.
People will do it.
No, this is what you do. This is what you do. This is what you do. No, no,
nigga, brain surgery is hard. There's still brain surgeons, nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just
plenty of them.
No,
a lot of them go to Ed, too. You be 2 hours.
It's no way. It's no way. It should take me longer to be a fucking nail technician than it should be for me to be a cop. That's all.
Yeah, but it takes you longer to be a barber than it does to be a cop. That's a problem. Literally, that's a problem.
Yeah. It's a huge problem.
How long do you think it takes to become an airline pilot?
None of my previous barbers to protect or serve anything.
No. My barber right now, though, he can do it. Shout out to him.
Shout out to Mike. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but anyway, look, when you're dealing with a police situation, 9 times out of 10, they have your life in their hands, correct? Mm-hmm. How long does it take you to be an airline pilot?
On average,
it's a 4-year process. On average, that's not even the longest, not even the shortest. That's an average.
To fly a plane.
That's to fly an airplane.
But to have a gun and
that's
just
what I'm saying.
Chill.
The job is too easy to get. That's why you have low qualifying people getting the job.
Do you have your mic?
No, Gary got it.
Okay. Oh, what, the police academy?
It's about 6 months. It's just
under
6 months.
About 6 months?
So you can't hear Q said the police academy is about 6 months, you said? Just under 6 months. And it's not full-time 6 months. It's like...
No, it actually is. It's full-time.
I thought it was like day camp.
Okay. Sorry, that's what I'm basing it on.
Are they still... Is that secret? Whatever it's called?
Sure, yeah. Mm. Georgia State Troopers has the hardest, most like...
Yeah, nigga, you know, if you're going to speak... Yeah,
fine, I mean, Jersey State Troopers has like the most... the most extensive academy vetting process out in the entire country. The Jersey State Troopers is the only police force in America that you can, if you pass them, you can go on it and work for any other police force in the country, but you can't do it vice versa. Like, right. if you were a cop in Burlington and you got hired by state troopers, you got to redo everything.
Yeah, like,
but if you go from state troopers, you can go anywhere and just join the force because their training and whatever is so fucking crazy.
So what a lot of them do is they take the training, they pass the academy, and then they go off to go be police officers in other counties because they pay more.
Yeah, and that's honestly, I was going to say that, like, a big problem is the fact that these officers aren't from where they're policing, and it kind of doesn't necessarily help. Like, it's like
you have no
when soldiers go to different places. Yeah, you have no connection to those people that you're murdering.
You like, look down on people.
Yeah, you look down on it. So you're just like, yo, I'm out here just doing a job. It's fucked up. Like,
you
it's
got a
shit.
White
Something
cop
has to change.
Coming from, like, you know, he's from fucking, who knows?
Mount Laurel.
Mount Laurel, and he's going to be a cop in Philly. He doesn't give a shit.
He already has an agenda against African Americans.
Literally.
Like, he already has a preconceived notion of what that community is like. But, you know, it's some cops like, yo, you cool with the crackhead on the street.
Yeah, that's like,
and
yeah.
Like, they just like, all right, yeah, that's just Cracky Steve. Because I'm from here. I've known Cracky Steve since I was 17. And I just happen to be a cop here now. He's not about to hurt nobody.
Literally.
But, you know, some guy from out in the neighborhood or whatever is going to put a fucking knee in his back and fucking kill him because, I don't know, he jaywalked.
This has been a bad week for policing.
It's been a horrible week for policing. And
the thing about it is, it's always a horrible week. It's just the fact that when the shit we see, it kind of just makes it all worse.
Yeah.
They're never doing a good job. Because imagine all the shit we just don't hear about.
I just feel like...
They're never doing a good job.
I just feel like, for them, they act as if they're the only ones with a hard job. Or, like, they're the only ones that, like, have... they're the only ones...
This is what I don't get. Yeah, that, too. It's like, bro...
Being a doctor is very hard.
This is what I say. Like, when they say, like, oh, well, you know, you don't know what it's like to be a cop. You're facing danger. Like, well, my nigga, that's the job. Like, bro, if you scared, nigga,
go
be
to
a
church.
Vet.
Go to church.
Yeah, nigga, go.
Do something else.
I don't know. Be a parking attendant, motherfucker. Like, yeah, nigga, like, yeah, it's a hard job. You signed up for this.
Yeah, they're the only
That's
people.
That's like signing up to be a stripper. Like, yo, I don't really like being objectified. Well, bitch. Duh. This job is objectified. You shake ass for sweaty dollar bills to be shoved down your twat hole. Duh. And I'm a cop. Oh, I don't know. It's dangerous because...
Y'all just don't understand.
I'm actually interacting with the worst part of society, the criminals. And, you know, that might be dangerous. So, yo, you don't know how hard it... Yeah, I know how hard it is, nigga. It's cold.
I have an idea.
I got a grip. You're not fucking John Wick.
That is crazy. It's the same thing. You know, it's like when people... When there's teachers and they hate kids. And it's so obvious. And the teacher just gets all the flack in the world. You're like, you clearly hate kids. Like, why are you here?
You just here because you want to coach
basketball.
When
we say teachers are underappreciated, we're not talking about you.
Yeah.
We're talking about the real bitch that's out here using her money to buy fucking markers because the school can't afford none.
And when she throws a pizza party, she's using
movie watching bitch that shows the fucking TV in front of the kids every week.
Like, even those teachers get fired. Like, the teachers who don't do good get fired. They don't kill nobody.
Have you ever witnessed a DJ getting fired?
They might touch
our
couple kids
in our town.
They don't get fired. They don't kill nobody. Huh?
We didn't have any teachers get fired in our town.
Yes, we did.
Not for being bad teachers, but there were people who got fired for being nasty. There were people who got fired for.
I had teachers getting fired.
There was one teacher. I won't say his name.
You went to school with the sluts.
He did.
Yeah.
There was one teacher.
Yeah, you went to slut high.
There was one teacher. He got fired for a situation that was falsely, like, accused of swearing his name.
Okay.
I don't know if y'all remember. I'll just say, I mean, it's Mr. P. Y'all remember Mr. P?
I do remember Mr.
I
P.
I do remember him.
He got fired after we left.
Yeah.
Damn.
There was a student. Apparently, she didn't like him or something. That there was some type of friction between them. She didn't like him or something like that. So she lied on him and said that basically, like,
Wasn't that nigga a sub?
He was, like, not even a sub. He was, like... He was just the nigga that walked around the hallway. He was like, get to class. Like,
oh, literally.
Yeah, he was just the cool nigga that they had.
That's why when this story broke, it was like, huh?
It was like, what? Like, no, he's not like that. Like, literally, if you know who I'm talking about.
That nigga clocks in and clocks out.
Yes. Like, imagine Mr. Ferg if he just wasn't creepy.
Okay.
Shout out to Mr. Ferg.
I know that nigga was doing some shit. But Mr. P was innocent. But yeah, he was just that type of dude. So apparently the girl lied on him. There was this whole big thing. And rather, there was no evidence found against him. And the school paid him basically to leave. And that's how he was like, yo, I'm innocent. If y'all are giving me money, you know I didn't do anything. You're just paying me to get out of here. He showed me the paperwork and everything. I don't know if he was oversharing. But I was at work.
Well, he was oversharing.
I was at work. I was like, clearly this man is destructive. Like, he's going through it. But, yeah, he showed me everything, man.
Yeah, and why would he just lost his job?
He lost his job. Like, and now he probably won't be able to work into work in a school again. But
at all.
That's the thing. If you do that in a school and you were just accused of it and he can't work in a school no more, these motherfuckers are out here killing people and just going to a different district.
Yeah. Or not even going back.
Just going back.
The cop that just shot.
Oh, shot at Jacob Blake.
Yeah, he's back at work. Back on bike duty.
That nigga was on base.
At the same place.
Same
district. No change in uniform.
He didn't miscount the drawers. He didn't throw a dollar over the drawer limit. He didn't park his car in a handicapped spot. The nigga shot somebody 7 times and paralyzed him.
He can't walk no more.
Ever again.
He's not going to walk ever again.
Because
he broke up a fight.
Literally. He wasn't even the person that they were there for.
He wasn't. But you got to understand, when the police are called, I feel like in their eyes, they don't separate African Americans. They just bunch us all together.
They don't. Yeah. They don't try to see who's right and who's wrong. They're just like, all y'all, everybody here is a nigga. And you, if you being loud and then you're in the way, sorry to be you.
But what's worse, the cops or the justice system?
They're both working.
Yes.
Cops are a reflection of the justice system.
And vice versa.
Because
the justice system is corrupt.
Because
the justice system created the cops. The cops was only created right after
slavery
as a means to get all the black people slave catcher check. Because you had a lot of black people who said they couldn't work because they wouldn't give them no jobs. And they would make police just to like enforce them. And they made stupid crimes like loitering,
or
they made amendments to the Constitution where it says you can be there's no slavery unless you're a criminal. So now, all right, we'll lock you up for stupid shit. Now we got a new slave system, which is still active to this day in the prison industrial complex, and now it's even been exacerbated by the fact that you got companies buying prisons for personal gain, shit like that. We don't even got to get into that. It's all nasty.
Yep.
Then you take away the right to vote. So it's like when you get out, you don't even feel like an actual member of society because you can get caught with a fucking weed charge and now you can't vote no more.
These were called black codes, Mike.
Now you feel like you're not even an actual citizen now. So what the fuck? So,
yeah. So going off what Gary said, police officers, they kill and they enforce unnecessary violence on the black community with impunity, and the system backs them up. That's why it's accepted.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you have things like where it's this thing with the among the cops, this brotherhood or whatever, where it's like a cop can do something blatantly wrong, and because that fraternal brotherhood of police,
they're like, well,
they just be like, you know, listen, like you see, like with the first thing the fucking superior officer, the chief's, when they looked at the videos, like, well, it's to my understanding that it seems to be an accidental firing of the, like, you have a gun that weighs 3 times a taser, looks nothing like the taser, and then you rail taser, shoot live ammunition, and you still have a job. That's why the other police chief quit, because he already knew what it was.
Immediately.
She resigned. She has been arrested, though.
Good. She needs to be under the jail.
But my issue was not so much this situation. Obviously, like, a young man lost his life, and that's tragic. Who didn't lose his job when this happened was the dude who maced the dude who was in the army, who was just coming back from work.
Yeah.
Had his dog in the back of the car. And
That was, in a sense, man, watching that was almost harder, if not just the same.
I'm not going to say it's harder because we watched another man die on TV. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I think it was hard maybe for you because all that patriotic shit
that these white people
spew, we now see that's all bullshit.
It don't mean nothing.
Which we always knew.
We always knew it.
It's bullshit.
Yeah. It means nothing.
You had a man in uniform who was a lieutenant in the army. And
he tried to downplay him too. Like he asked what position he was, what rank he was in the army.
And
he was like,
Corporal.
Yeah, corporal.
Like, actually, whatever rank it is, it's higher than you, motherfucker. Yeah,
fat fuck.
Yeah, he's like,
you are a cop.
Yeah. And
you can just tell, like, they have that kind of like chip on his shoulder. Like he was definitely envying him. Like he was just mad.
It was weird.
Like he was just literally mad.
They maced him, and then he said, "Unbuckle your seatbelt." Like, bro, I can't breathe right
now. He was sitting out. Bro, I don't know if y'all seen this.
Hands was outside.
He was out. Not even hands. He was outside of his car, still strapped in his seatbelt because he just didn't want to move. So he was, like, literally strapped to it. I'm trying to paint the picture. Like, imagine just sliding all the way to the side, like, legs out of the car, but your seatbelt still on with your hands in the air. Like, you're on a roller coaster. That's literally how he was. And the dude was like, yo, unbuckle your seatbelt. He's like, bro, you just mace me. You do whatever you got to do at this point because I ain't moving. And I would have did the same thing.
Yeah.
It was. He literally said it. He was like, "I'm not putting my hand back.
I'm not putting my hand nowhere." Not. I'm. He did the right thing. But, I mean, I and the main thing about all of this shit is the fact that, like, obviously shit's going to happen. Not everybody out here is just like chilling. Obviously, people be wilding sometimes. But it's the fact that the police aren't held accountable when they need to be. So we can't. You can't. How are we supposed to trust the police if the police aren't being held accountable?
And you know the cop in that situation fucked up because at the end of the video, he was like, well, if you just calm down and drop all the charges and everything, we'll let you go home. And he was like, I'm going home regardless. I didn't break any laws.
Literally.
He said, he's like, I didn't break any laws. He's like, I'm going home regardless. He was like, wipe off my face. I'm leaving.
He did nothing. He did and like the crazy,
you're going down.
Yeah. And the craziest thing was they stopped him for not having a rear license plate.
Even though it was there.
It was there. It was a temporary plate. It was right in the window.
Yeah. Because the dealer didn't send the actual license plate.
Those niggas were just, car. They were just so hype. Just literally like, yo, we got one. We're about to have fun.
Yeah.
And the other cop, the young cop that was with him, he clearly was uncomfortable, but he should have used his voice. He didn't say shit. He was following along. He should have been like, yo, you're bugging. Like, you can see it on his face. He really wasn't. He didn't. The other cop, he didn't yell. He might have said, like, yo, get out the car, but he never really raised his voice. He was probably scared. Like, yo, this fat motherfucker about to shoot him for no reason. I'm in this shit.
And I'm out. I got to sit
now
on
Now I got to go down. Yeah, like.
I got to sit on the stand.
Use the whole police fraternity.
Yeah.
It just showed us that they all view us as just one.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's do one more white people we don't like before we could really start the podcast. That fucking guy fuck that fucking guy that chased around that black kid that was walking around that neighborhood.
Fuck him.
He was just hassling him like, oh, where are you from? Like he was pressing him like he was from, like it was like, East Compton and he was wearing blood colors. Like,
he was
like
trying to gangbang
where you from, cuz? Like,
where you from, homie?
Where you from? Like this
what
is
the
a,
fuck?
And he's like, yo, I'm just walking. Like this is my neighborhood. I walk here all the time. I live here. He's like, no, you don't live here, bro. Da, 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 da. Where are you from? Da, da, da. This is a tight knit community. I've never seen you before.
I've never seen you before.
He hadn't been there
either. Yeah. Like, you haven't been here a full calendar year, and you pressing people about where they from. Like, nigga, you're the newbie, nigga.
And he was just literally.
He's been here longer than you.
And the fact that made him even more pussy is because he was obviously one of these big ass Jack Army motherfuckers. Good.
Wait, what is that?
He bought that shit in June.
What?
The white dude bought the house in June.
Oh, yeah, and he asked him, he's like, how long have you... The black dude was like, how long have you been here? He's like, I've been living here. Who the fuck are you?
I'm here. Like, and he was like, he was clearly one of these big Jack,
he's just a
dickhead. Harley Davidson, Ed Hardy, army wearing motherfuckers.
Yep.
So, and this is like a little black kid. Like, I don't know how old he was, probably 17, 18.
Yeah, that's
what
he looked, 17.
17, but he was like a real small kid. Like,
he was scrawny. The nigga was skinny.
Why don't white people wear shoes outside?
He said, why don't white people wear shoes outside?
I admire how calm he was in that situation.
Yeah.
He was super calm.
He was super calm.
I admire
the whole reason, and this is why I know I would probably die in a situation like that. Because the whole time I'm watching the video,
I was pissed.
No, I was pissed. The whole time I was watching that video, I was cursing the white boy out for him. I was like, yo, nigga, I'm walking here. Like, I'm him. Like, I'm watching. I'm like, man, I'm walking. Suck my fucking dick. Get out my fucking face. And I'm like, nigga, this is a video. But I'm I'm so angry.
I would have gotten.
And he's getting his old fucking nasty male chest on, trying to flex on him, like, yo.
Because the bitch,
you're gonna
out.
Move, gonna, or I'm gonna
we're
move.
Gonna,
you.
We're gonna call cats.
He's acting like that because the bitch was out.
And then he was talking to his wife. He was like, you better watch your mouth.
That's my wife over there. Fuck.
I'm like, your wife can suck my fucking.
Like your wife don't get don't be getting tagged while you be overseas. Right?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm like, oh, her? She fucks my cousin.
I was like, you look like you're not fucking her right.
Yeah, nigga, you be.
Nigga, oh, boy.
What the fuck you think she was doing when you was getting deployed?
I got a testicle for the both of you motherfuckers. Suck my fucking. So that's how I know. I wouldn't survive.
He had the right one. I know all black people looking at that like, he had the right one.
Especially if it was a civilian. I would live.
You got the
Please
right one.
Please let me get in a situation.
You got
like
the
that.
Right one.
A civilian, and you're not even a cop. Oh,
you just out here,
and I'm right. I'm gonna have a field day. They're gonna have so much verbal abuse.
But it's just crazy because if he wasn't that calm, there could have been a chance.
And I feel like if he wasn't, if he wasn't black, obviously. But I feel like if he wasn't that small, he wouldn't have did that shit.
Absolutely not.
He wouldn't have did it like that. He'd have did it the pussy way and just called the cops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But because he was small kid,
he knew he could take.
He got all brolic and shit. Like he wouldn't have did that to nobody in here.
No, not at all.
He probably would have got away with it, Corey. But
no, he would have swung at me because I would have been like,
that's
what I'm saying.
Like,
you do for a living? Corey would have hit him in his pocket.
How the fuck you can afford to live in this fucking neighborhood? What the fuck are you talking about,
nigga? You know my track record with white women? What the fuck you think I've been doing to your fucking wife, nigga? What the fuck is you talking about?
Fuck out of here,
nigga. He would have had to kill me.
Right, your wife's a nigga lover.
Yeah,
nigga lover.
I got the video to prove it.
Nigga lover.
You want to see this? You want to see something?
Nigga, I'd be like, tell your husband what the fuck we was doing while he was overseas. Huh?
Like, imagine they like Q walking around.
And oh, no.
Him trying that shit.
No, like, nigga, with the Samoan strut.
Literally.
I'm fucking with that.
Like, I would
have. You're not yet, bro.
Nigga, I'm about to send that nigga back to the fucking New Zealand.
You would have been doing Oklahoma drills with that nigga in the middle of the street.
No, you would have been. Yeah. I'm gonna beat that nigga up and did the haka.
It would have been bad. It would have been bad, bro.
Fucking bent up bloody corpse. The cops just pulled up to the scene like, you see a young Polynesian man? He seems to be doing a tribal hakan.
He would have had
Hakaluki? Haka.
Haka. I would have stepped on his foot.
He's very intense. He's sweating a lot.
Over his lifeless body looking like Mojo Jojo. Brain out the skull.
Brain out his nostril. He got teeth in his ass. He got his own teeth in his ass. How the fuck you get your own teeth in your ass? Motherfucking Nate made that nigga bigger, take a bite out of his own ass.
Oh my God.
Bruh. And that's what really made me mad. Yeah, now, past the racism,
yeah, I was actually,
it's the pussy out ass. Yeah. I'm like, you are not doing this to no actual.
That you could tell.
You would not do that to a 30 year old grown man or 25 year old grown
You're
man.
You're not doing it.
You would not do that.
Yeah. Y'all see the group that
pulled up to his house after?
Beautiful.
Yes,
I did.
Beautiful.
It was about 150
so
people.
So he's an army motherfucker, right? Mm-hmm. And they contacted his superior officer. His superior officer's fucking black.
No, the jokes write themselves, bro.
They write themselves. It's delicious, delicious, delicious karma every time. I seen the nigga on Twitter. He responded so quick, and they were like, do you approve this by Sergeant Lieutenant Sutton Dickface? And he responded, he was like, this is not acceptable. We will look into this immediately. I was like, my nigga. And they got that motherfucker. That nigga got a kumbaya in front of his fucking house.
He's in jail now.
Yeah, and bro, it was so funny. Niggas weren't even doing that outside. They were just standing.
And I hope.
He was just standing.
I hope he has kids. That they gotta ask, why are these people mad?
Yep.
Like, mommy, I hope somebody has to explain them, because your daddy's a fucking horrible piece of shit. Because
your daddy got a small dick and he don't know what to do about it.
And it's a miracle you made it, because he barely had enough semen to fucking chuck and chug you out.
Yeah.
Fucking little new mistake.
New mistake.
Fuck the whole bloodline.
For real, nah, fuck him.
Nah, because the wife was.
Because the wife,
wife was popping shit,
that's
too.
That's my wife, that's my husband.
That's my male.
That's you get out of here.
That's my baby.
You get out of here, you.
That's my papa, baby. Fuck you, bitch.
It's probably, yes.
Fuck both of them.
It's South Carolina, so they probably cousins.
So, listen. She probably getting fired, too. Watch her work. Watch her. I bet she's like a teacher.
Yeah, I'm about to say. See, you know they go hand in hand
with bad black kids. And I'm like, yo, it be the teacher. I'm like, yo, you inspired you.
Fuck out of here. You inspired you. Fuck out of here.
You fucking bitch.
Man.
I hate you. But That was a good, nice 23-minute let off about the whites. Felt good. Mm-hmm. More to come, maybe.
No, definitely.
But what's going on, everybody? It's not that serious podcast. Yes, we're back to the long intros because that's what we do around here. Mm-hmm. Back to the roots, you know, not slavery roots, but just podcast roots. You already know what it is. Best podcast in the motherfucking Uberverse. You already know it's one of your hostesses with the mostesses, Big Mike,
LZ,
your boy Corey.
We got the Polynesian. The Polynesian panderer, Q in the building, slumlord, landlord, Keenan in the building.
What's that?
My ace boon, sand dune coon, army in the building. Here. And we got a new face. All right, listen. All right. We got a lot of flavors in this house tonight. Mm-hmm. And they range from mocha chocolate to our deer here, I would say. He's about a honey nut Cheerio.
Yeah.
So we got the honey nut Cheerio brother, Alicia Keys's fourth cousin twice removed.
John Legend's nephew.
That is right. John Legend's half brother. He'll give you all of him if you're Latina.
Me no black.
We have yet to decide if he likes black women.
All right.
I maintain the theory that he doesn't, but black lady, shoot your shot and prepare to get rejected. Psych, not Gary loves black women. I haven't seen him with one, but he likes
it. I haven't seen it, but I believe it. I have to see it.
We haven't seen it, LZ.
Mm-mm. I seen you curve him. Anywho.
I seen you curve him.
But welcome our boy, Laffy Taffy Toffee, Gary in the house. What's up, Gary?
What's up, fellas? It's been long overdue.
Long overdue, bro. Like, mm-hmm. Listen, man.
A lot of fake news to address.
Like what?
The hoes.
You got them all. How many more do you need?
Waiting for him. Just waiting for the fake news. Keep going.
You got the line.
That's the biggest one I'm getting.
You are the nigga with the I've never seen it with a nigga with as less facial hair as you get so many bitches. It's kind of like ridiculous.
It's all fake news.
Nigga, you got a paintbrush on your chin and you are bagging bitches left and right.
Ain't no people listen and believe this stuff, Mike.
And they should.
We have never told a lie on this podcast. Not about you. I mean, in general.
The only lie is the non-black women thing because, you know, you get them all because you get too many bitches to discriminate against them.
That's facts.
It's all lies, Q.
No, it's not.
I seen it.
Listen.
He witnessed it. You know what? You know how you know he's lying?
I know.
Just check his Instagram story and see what woman just tags him. In the gym post, like, tapped in.
And he's not working out.
He ain't working out.
He's making a smoothie. Why are you tagging the smoothie?
What are you tagging him for?
I used to work at Edge.
The swag is through the roof.
Checking in.
He makes smoothies at the gym 6 months ago. He's in HR now. What the fuck are you tagging him in the gym for?
It's just check-in partner
stuff. No, check-in for dick.
Check-in for dick.
They want that slightly less light-skinned dick in there.
Wait, who did you ask if their dick was the same color?
I asked every light skinned nigga that.
He's asked me before.
It's browner than the rest of you, ain't it? Yeah, you like a Dalmatian dick.
Right, it's not that light.
Is it a Dalmatian?
Is it the same color as your face?
No.
It's darker, right?
Yes.
I know. Oh my god, that is a wild theory.
Yeah, man.
I guess I can't even say it's a theory. It's just it's facts.
That's fact. Hell yeah. That nigga.
Yeah, it's a wild.
I've noticed that with light skinned men in my porn watching. I'm like, yo, they always got a fucking dark spot in the dick region. Because it's like light skinned women. They all light skinned women. And we can all visualize in your mind now, light-skinned women, their coochie area and in between their legs is darker than that ass. Like, you spread that ass, it gets dark. And you spread them legs, that inside-y part, dark. That inner thigh part, it's a little shady.
What is wrong with this nigga, bro?
Bruh, if y'all got light-skinned girl, and I know it's like one, two, maybe two people in here got light-skinned girls, right? Or have, I know all of us have dealt with one in the past. Just remember, one time you spread that open, it was a shade difference. It was a gradient. Like Photoshop. Like, the inside of their coochie did not pass the brown paper bag test. Yo, shut up. I'm dead ass. Y'all think I'm... And nobody said, no, you bullshit. Because everybody's thinking like, yo,
shut up, bro. What the
fuck? Motherfucking Gary's dick and inside of his thighs look like the motherfucking... It's coffee table. And you forgot those of you who can't listen. It's a dark coffee table.
This is mahogany.
It is mahogany. It's lumber. Nigga, it's just like his motherfucking dick, like honey jack in the bottle. Gary got henny dick for real. And that's why he gets so many bitches. I come full circle around here.
Oh, my God. Check it. Oh, my goodness.
But brown dick aside, we're glad to have you here, man. We really are, man.
Pastor Jackson.
Yeah. Gary's me personally, Gary's a newer friend. But a good friend nonetheless. I like this kid. Yeah, man.
I didn't think Mike liked me for the longest.
Why?
I didn't know you.
I remember one time he came in the Edge. This is when, like, pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. And he came in, and I don't think we had actually met before, but, like, I knew of Mike, obviously, because the pod, LZ, Corey.
Yeah.
And he came in, and he didn't really give me, like, a warm welcome.
Oh, nigga, because I was in the gym.
He came in and...
I'm not warm. I'm in the exercise place. I'm angry.
You know, it's...
Because I'm like, I
got to work the front desk, so we have to be friendly. And, you know, hello, how are you, you know? And Mike Connie just gave me, like, a little...
Like, you one of them healthy motherfuckers. Fuck
but,
you.
But, like, you knew... Like, both of y'all knew.
Yeah.
You knew.
So I was expecting more of a... Yeah. A better welcome.
Yeah. He was looking for funny pod Mike.
Uh-huh. I didn't get funny pod Mike. You know,
you know what? It was a period where me and Gary knew of each other, mm-hmm. but we didn't formally meet. I don't remember when we formally met.
It might have been. It was at Edge.
It was at Edge. Like, yeah, we get because we started talking a little bit at Edge. Yeah, boom. And then we hung out for the first time at brunch.
Yeah.
Sealed the deal.
Yeah, brunch definitely sealed it.
Sealed the deal with the Gare Bear. Then that also revitalized me and Harv because me and Harv was cool back in high school, but then I lost touch with him.
That's another thing that happened. Like, we were all cool with Harv in high school, but we kind of like not went separate ways. He went to Rutgers, and he was always older than us. So
he went to like Valley Forge.
Did he go to Valley Forge?
Yeah, school up in Valley Forge.
Yeah. Okay, that's what. Okay, yeah. Well, no, because he has a boy from Rutgers. That's why I was always. Okay. But either way, he kind of went away, and then once you came back around, we like kind of like rekindled with him. So
then the other light skinned Lamont, who's been same on with here Lamont, a couple times. Yep.
Same with Lamont, but Lamont literally been all over the fucking place. Nigga went to fucking Pittsburgh, and he was in Florida. So
that nigga got around. That nigga was like fucking tutoring LaShawn McCoy.
Yeah, he was doing everything.
He was doing everything over there. But yeah, man, and then like yeah, we got cool, man. He's great guy, man. Mm-hmm. Great kid.
No, Gary.
Thanks,
definitely,
Mike.
Gary's cool. Yeah, Gary, cool man. And then, recently, we've been on a real hot streak of, like, we usually don't be agreeing a lot, but me and Gary been, even Gary been finally getting his mind right and getting with the real.
Mm-hmm. Well, when it comes to, you know, we got to get Corey straight sometimes. So,
yeah, we got to put him in the pocket, you know. this is a perfect example. So, today, all right? Soccer talk. Soccer is the Champions League today. My team, Liverpool.
Got eliminated.
Got eliminated. that's what happens when you lose. I know the terms. Yeah. They got eliminated by racist Real Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
They lost. They got eliminated. So it hasn't been a great season for us. Now, Corey is new to the soccer game. Like, fairly new. He's coming in the chat with the wild spice.
He's dropping memes.
Dropping memes about my place. He's like, yo, man, how about that Sadio Mane guy? And I'm like, oh, nigga, you got some cotton picking nerve. And then I said, all right, real quick, what's his position? Now, giving him credit for a new soccer person, he said forward, which is not completely wrong, but it's not right. I want to see where you stand on this, Q. I said no. I said yeah, but no, that's not what I'm asking for. What's his actual position? He's like, I was like no. He's a left winger. And then Lamont comes in trying to defend him because he's also a Real Madrid fan. He wants to get spicy, man, knowing I'm right.
Not Real Madrid fans,
huh?
We're not.
He is.
Lamont's a Man U fan.
He's both because he's a slut.
Okay. Yes, it's nasty. I know.
Shout out to Lamont. Keep going.
Because he's a big slut.
It's like, nasty.
Like my Ace Boone Sand Dune coon here. Two whores. Anyway. So you guys are like, but it's not a forward position? And I'm like, all right, we're going to be semantic, man, again. That's like saying Kobe's a guard. If I asked you what position Kobe was, would you say guard? Or what would you say? I can't believe you're doing this.
Okay, why?
Kobe? No, but there are certain players that would say guard,
yeah. What is Kobe? Give him the mic so we can all hear. What is Kobe? What position does Kobe play?
Nah, because now the whole league. No, listen. No.
Oh, hey, shit. Are you fucking kidding me?
Hey, ready? Here we go. How do you break down the All-NBA team? What's it say?
Oh, my fuck.
What's it say? Does it say point guard, shooting guard? Or does it say guard?
Jesus Christ.
It says two guards, right? And two forwards. And center.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm asking you a question.
You're asking a bullshit question.
How do they vote on All-Star
game? What position does D-Wade play?
Guard.
Love you, Q.
Hey, listen. Hey, you look up a thing.
I hate this nigga a lot.
Hey, Corey, listen.
I should have known better than this motherfucker, man.
Hey, if you watch a game right now and they show you the starting lines of the NBA, it's going to say guard, guard, forward, forward, center.
What position did Tim Duncan play?
Forward.
Thank you.
Hey, nigga.
Which one, bitch?
The one that's
a specific one.
One that had a little more power to it, but it was a forward indeed.
That's like, you know what that's like saying? Is Tim Duncan the best forward ever?
The best power forward ever. That's what you have to say.
You have to say that, right?
Because he ain't the damn best small forward ever.
Who's the best forward ever?
Probably.
The best small forward or forward?
Who's the best forward ever?
I mean, if it's small forward or power forward?
Nah, you had to say small forward if you had this. You had
all right, who's the best guard ever?
I don't know. You,
shut the
one?
Fuck up, nigga. Because you say Michael Jordan's the best player ever, so obviously he's the best guard ever. Shut up.
Oh, duh.
Yeah, so exactly. You just answered it.
But if he said point guard, I'm not going to say Michael Jordan. Because Michael Jordan was a point guard.
He wasn't a point guard.
You had to specify. Yo, that's like saying
if we would have a soccer talk right now, right? And like, okay. And we're talking about the best player in soccer. Would you say who's the best left wing in soccer? Or would you say who's the best forward in soccer?
No, because it's different.
I'm asking you.
I would say who's the best winger and who's the best striker because those are two different positions with two different responsibilities.
But if I tell you that Aaron Donald played D line, would you say I'm wrong?
No, but if you said Aaron Donald's the best D lineman ever, I would have some. We'd have to have a bit of a discussion.
All right,
it's a discussion. But I'm not technically wrong.
Yeah, but you're not right though.
I'm not wrong.
It's an overgeneralization.
I'm not wrong.
Overgeneralization
would
be like fucking soccer
player. I'm saying it was overgeneralized, but it was just a general answer.
No, it's actually very entertaining.
No, it's the best sport.
No, it's actually very entertaining.
Soccer is great.
Kenan, you would probably like it.
I can send you a few podcasts if you want to listen.
If you like the WNBA, Kenan, you like
what
you like soccer.
You listen to for soccer, yes. By the way.
I'll show you my phone. They're all dedicated to like Man U stuff.
Well, gotta censor myself. Oh my God. See, I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it, man. I hear it. It triggers me. That fucking Man U, man.
Nah, I can't get jiggy with Man U.
Hell no. Fucking. Ugh.
So there's a difference between left wing
Nigga, what did say? Say the words.
Say the words.
Yeah. Yeah, bitch. There's a difference in your left hand and your right hand.
Well, the only reason that's different
you
is
do
because
that for linebackers.
The only reason that's different.
Shit.
The only reason no. The only reason that's different is because obviously on a soccer field, like, it does depend on which foot is stronger. That's why they're dedicated to that side.
No, because you have no.
Like, yeah, they can use both. They can use both feet. They can use both feet, but if they're dominant on that one side, they're going to be on that side.
That's why left back. Any place, player that plays left is
give
left
me right. Give him a mic. We can hear you.
Coveted. Any player that plays on the left is more coveted because it's left foot's harder to play. I mean, it's harder to find.
It's harder to find a left-footed player that's dominant like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. That's why when in baseball, it literally says, it doesn't just say pitcher. It says RHP, left HP.
So that's why it
makes a difference. In baseball, I just explained what the fuck the difference was, nigga.
It's literally the same thing, but lowering a lower part of your body. That's it. That's the only difference.
Yeah. That's the difference.
Okay, are all left wing soccer players left dominant foot?
No.
Okay, then. So it's not the same fucking thing. Because all left handed pitchers are left handed fucking dominant, and all right handed pitchers are right handed dominant. So it's not the same thing.
He got you there. He got
you
there.
He
got you
there.
He got you there.
He got you. He did.
No.
No,
yeah,
he's got, wrong.
No, it's actually not. You're just saying he's wrong. Just saying.
He's saying that there's a differentiation in the.
Well, using your feet.
Can a left wing player play with his right foot?
He won't be as good, but yeah.
Can a left handed pitcher throw with his right hand?
No, I've seen it.
That's like saying a left tackle can play right tackle, but he won't be as good.
No, that's not that.
It's the same. That's just what you said. Yeah, I can put you there, but. You won't be as successful because that's not what you do. Because you're used to attacking from the left or you're used to attacking from the right. Strikers, you're used to attacking in the middle.
I promise you that you can move a left wing soccer player to the right wing a lot easier.
This motherfucker is telling me about a sport he don't fucking watch. It's incredible. It's baffling.
You tell me what's easier, to move a left-wing soccer player to the right wing or to change a left-handed pitcher to a right-handed pitcher.
That's changing your hand.
But that you just told me it was the same thing. So just acknowledge that it's not the same fucking thing. Acknowledge it and I'll leave it alone.
If it's not the same
just
thing
acknowledge
as
that. Say Q, it's not the same thing.
I'm saying Q, changing your hands is not the same thing as moving across the field. No.
But that's what you told
because
me.
Because I can't make a soccer player change his feet.
No, because in sports theory, and as far as position, it is the same thing. Now, changing hands is obviously not the same thing as
that's
changing
reprogramming
like,
the
your
brain.
Your feet, yeah, literally. Your feet are a lot
brain
easier.
Surgery to make you
it's
do
a lot
that,
easier
nigga.
To learn to kick with both feet than it is to throw with both hands. That's why NBA players ain't out here shooting with both hands. But listen.
Isn't that why we get Ben Simmons so much shit?
Exactly. But and that's why you get a lot of baseball players who throw with their right and they bat left or vice versa. Because it's a lot easier to do that shit in that sport. Now, when you're running full speed with a soccer ball at your feet, it's a lot harder or a lot easier to actually just be like. But as a professional on that side, like. No, it just. Yeah, it just.
Do you? Because you're not sounding like it.
When you're speaking position,
this nigga's
yes.
hanging on to the semantic,
when you're speaking position,
like it's a cliff on the fucking set, like
when
it's
you're
a cliff on
position.
The fucking Mount Everest, hanging for dear life. This man.
When you're speaking general positions, it's the same thing. Now, skill wise, obviously, it's gonna have some because it's two different sports.
Yeah, because you.
Who are you calling?
Are you calling Leo? Are you calling Leo Messi? Because I don't give a shit. You know you gotta put the phone actually up to the.
Hey, you're live on the podcast. I have a question.
Who is
this? Is my dad. Playing soccer. How long you play soccer?
You mean total?
Yeah.
I would have to say like. like 37 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could you, do you think it's possible to...
Not possible, is it easy to?
Do you think it's within your means to play left wing forward or right wing forward at the same skills, like at the same skill ability?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
I'll talk to you when I get home. All right.
What position do you play?
Yeah, he's a goalie.
Listen, get your goalie dad out of here.
Listen, and you can talk to him. Shit. And you can talk to him one day.
He's a midfielder.
Listen, you can talk to him one day. If it wasn't for my older brother being born, my dad would have played professional soccer. That's the only reason he didn't go, because he stayed to play. Because he stayed to for my brother
for the Philadelphia Kicks. Yeah.
Listen, he just told you. My dad's 51. He's been playing soccer since he was a child. Still plays as a grown man now. It's not as hard as you think.
It's not as hard, but it won't.
And that's that's coming from someone who plays wing.
If he thinks he could be a left winger,
I've seen it. I've been to his games and watched him do it. I've seen it.
But there's a difference.
How many years you play soccer?
I watch more.
How many years have you played soccer?
You can still see it though.
How many years have you played soccer?
My eyes work.
Okay,
nigga.
How many years you played soccer? Hey, how many years you play soccer? How many years have you played soccer?
I'm crossing it with my left.
Yo, who would you believe about hey, who would you believe more about throwing a football? Corey or Brett Favre?
Brett Favre.
You're going to believe Brett Favre got a lot of interceptions.
Brett Favre's racist.
Okay, would you believe more
Brett
about
Favre wore Lee jeans?
Okay. Okay, who would you believe more about throwing a football? Corey or Brian Verbisky?
I don't know.
Neither one of them niggas throw.
No lies told.
Okay, who the fuck played quarterback in Township?
Brian, take your pick, nigga. You can't throw.
Is that what I said?
I promise you, it's not as hard as I said.
Ah, whatever. What else
Corey,
we got?
You're right. At the end of the day, you're right. Don't let the niggas game.
He was just mad that I was in the.
He bedroom. Wasn't right.
I was right because he was halfway was wrong.
He was halfway right. He wasn't right. He wasn't right. He wasn't right enough to be snarky. How about
that? Yeah. That's
how about that? Yeah.
That's what
he wasn't right enough to talk that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he just he's old, whatever.
Yes.
Like we
check
said.
Check your dad for Alzheimer's. He might need to get checked out. No disrespect, Mr.
Yeah,
H.
That answer wasn't good enough to be smart.
I didn't like that.
It wasn't good enough to have an arrogant.
Next time I see him, that's the first thing I'm asking him, too.
Yeah.
It's a rat.
Talk to you for 8 hours about it.
We will have a great talk.
Have a better talk than he would with you.
Finally, somebody who gets the game around here. He would be refreshed to talk to me about soccer. Maybe.
How was your weekend, though?
My weekend was fucking. It was all right.
You just went to work?
I just went to work, man. It wasn't as good as it could have been because I missed out on the festivities, man. Y'all had a great time.
I was too fucking drunk on my birthday.
Yeah, it was.
I don't think it was my birthday.
Yeah, nigga, y'all was acting like it from what I heard.
But,
yeah, I was there, but I really?
LZ,
I don't know.
LZ had a banger, man, and I just, like.
My birthday was on Sunday.
His birthday was on Sunday. And I'm telling, before, I'm going to let LZ tell his story about his birthday because it was his fucking birthday. But I'm going to keep it G-real with all of my friends and listening. I told him why I couldn't come. I told, basically, like, you know, I started a diet. And I'm serious about this one. So I said, I basically was like, yo, man. And I started like literally that week, like probably that Tuesday I started it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, bro, like, listen, bro. Like, I'm kind of dealing with this. Because like, I didn't realize how much, I don't know, how much I put on food, like how much importance I put on food.
Because
like, I noticed when I started doing my diet, right? And I'm eating vegetable shit, like, it's affecting my mood. Like, I was angry. I'm like, I'm angry I can't have fries right now. And I'm eating fucking green beans and chicken. Like, I was upset. So then it's like, bro, I know, like, if I go to this party and I go in this club, I'm going to wild out.
Yeah.
And it sucks to sound like this. It's almost like a crack addict almost.
I was going to say, you sound like you're on drugs.
It
but
sounds
yeah.
like an addiction, but it kind of is.
Yeah.
It kind of is, like. Like, you got to learn some self-control. It's like, until you learn that self-control, you got to just kind of avoid the situation
takes
sometime.
Takes what, 21 days to break a habit?
Yeah, so, and I was at that point, I was on day six.
So yeah, it was still early.
6 days he was of ready. Trying to be healthy versus 28 years of being a fat fuck. You know, it's a little way to get to my boy. No pun intended. So I was like, man.
Nah, good for you. I'm glad you made that decision.
If I go in there, I'm going to drink a lot of alcohol. Mm. I want to eat a lot of bullshit. Probably eat there and back. And then because I got back, like, man, I'm drunk over alcohol. I got to soak with some food. And that would have been fucked.
Back to square one.
Yeah. I'd have been back to square one. And I'm doing good, actually. Sure. So it's like, all right. I just said, bro, I'm not going. I can't go. Just not this one. Boom. Maybe in a couple weeks, I'll be able to do that type of thing. And I'll probably be able to. I feel much, much, much better now. It's like I'm in the routine of it now. It's like it is what it is. Like, I haven't had a fucking potato while I had fries today. Mm. It sounds like a piece of shit to say that. But it's Corey's fault. He gave me Arby's fries.
You enjoyed them, though.
I did enjoy them, and I asked for them.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry to put that on you. I asked for them.
You're an asshole.
I called him and asked for them.
I already knew what you wanted when you called.
Yeah, so.
I did. I was like,
I wasn't like I was going to eat the actual shit.
Yeah.
So, but I got the smallest one, and then I drink a lot of water after this one. Anyway.
Not bad.
So, yeah, I just said, I'm not going, so, yeah. But.
You were definitely missed.
Yeah, definitely. I heard.
Nah, that shit was crazy. So, I had my party at this place called Chapito's. I ain't never been there. That was my first time. So it was a nice little vibe. It's not a big place. It was kind of like smaller than what I even thought it was going to be initially. So when I walked in there, I was like, party's going to be in here? Like, okay. Like, I guess. But as soon as I got there, shots. Like, by the time y'all really got there, I was gone. Like Keenan said he was there. I don't remember Keenan being there. I DJ'd that night. I don't remember a single song I played. Apparently it sounded all right. Y'all was drunk. I don't know how drunk you were, but I was lit. So
what's the one song you remember?
It was probably Ass. I don't know. Like, I literally have no idea.
It's called Forever, right? With
the Lil Mojong.
Yeah, I said you played Lil Mo. That was the only thing I remember. That was the only thing.
That song came on. But, I was in heaven.
Yeah, I was drunk as hell. I'll never be that drunk DJing again. But
what? Nah, that was the first one. I think that was.
You said the first one, the first DJ? Oh, no, you're thinking of, Ez played, he played the Never Would Have Made It, John.
He's right, because me and you were talking about mixing.
Then you played something.
What played the, fuck, what song was that? I think it was Kirk Franklin.
Yeah, you played a Sunday churchy song, I promise you.
Definitely
you
definitely did.
Yes,
the only thing I remember from his set was before he went on, he said, I had enough. I got to work soon. And then that was it.
No, you killed your shit. And do you remember the dude that went right before you, in between you and Wavy?
My boy Nico Oso.
He's nice as fuck.
I be telling.
That nigga's nice. I was impressed, bro. Oh, yeah. That nigga's nice as fuck. That nigga's nasty.
You know, Nico Oso, shout out my boy. He's the one that DJ our brunch. Like the Vesper story. What? He was the DJ that night.
No wonder we
were. Oh. Yes. That's why we were fucked up, because every song was a fucking banger, bro. After we were in banger. It. It was banger after banger after banger. We were drunk as shit, but that was him.
Yeah, he had like a 20-minute set. And
Like, yeah. No, he's. Yes. He's easily the best DJ I've ever seen, like, in person.
He played Looking
For You
by
Kurt Franklin.
I don't
know. He did. Yeah, he played Looking For You.
I was. Shit.
Now, you said, like, you went through all the vibes, like, quick, too. You went reggae, rap, R&B, gospel.
I don't know how that happened, because I'm not exaggerating. I don't remember any of that. What? No, I definitely played Boolean. I know I definitely played, like, it's called Dembo. So I know I played that, because that was one of the first songs I played. And it was like that fast, like, doom, tick-doom, 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 that crazy shit. But other than that, boy, I don't remember.
For you to be blacked out?
Blacked out drunk.
Nah, definitely. You still didn't just say that. Because I...
That's how you know that was muscle memory, baby. That's it. That was the lights were on, but nobody was home. I promise. Like, nah. It was bad. I ended up throwing up like probably like six times that night.
Damn.
But yeah, bro, literally, thank God for Yannick, right? So like she drugged me out of that place. Like I don't somehow I grabbed my bag. I had my laptop. I grabbed the wrong charger. I have Ez's right now at my house. Not the same one. So, like, as soon as we got out to the car, I'm throwing up. Just
First of all, I threw up in the club. Like, I was throwing up. Somebody, I know Tempo was in the bathroom with me. And then I remember, this is the last thing I remember. He was like, yo, you about to throw up? I was like, yeah. He was like, wait, oh, shit, really? And I was like, ugh. And that's the last thing I remember actually in the club. Yeah, so on the way home, I threw up, like, on the side of just throwing up. And then as soon, like, we were almost back to her crib. And, like, I had woke up, like, literally about to get off the highway. And I was just like,
oh, no.
Bro, literally almost, like, in my car. Somehow she would manage to pull over. Because she was a little lit, too. Like,
I thought you Ubered there.
No. We were going to. The Uber was $100. No, I was like, yeah, no. We're driving.
Yeah, literally.
We're driving, babe.
Yeah.
Nah, it was like, how far was it? It was like 35, 40 minutes.
Yeah, not for maybe.
Yeah, because we went to Somerset. So, nah, that shit was, woof. But the next day, I wasn't even hungover because I got, I think I don't know what time
you
we left.
You rejected it all.
Literally, I got it all out. But I think we might have left. What time we leave? Maybe like 9:30?
Nah, we left at 10:10.
Okay, so we were, but I'm saying I was gone already. Jeez. Y'all left, wait, y'all left
we
before me?
We were the first people to leave. No, wait, he was the first.
Y'all left before I did?
He left at 9. He left at 9.
Yeah.
We left at 10.
Who the fuck left? Who kept me in that bitch?
RT was still there, I know.
No, I know.
RT, that's what I'm saying. It was him. Then us. Yeah. Then
wasn't Army there mad late?
No.
Of course.
Yeah, Army might have been the last people.
I don't know, people. Where? I don't know.
Was it Tempo was the last one to leave, wasn't he?
Probably. Tempo was probably the last one. Because, like, Mark G and everybody was still there. But niggas were still giving me shots all night, visibly drunk. Still feeding me liquor. One of the last shots.
Lucky I wasn't there. I would have gave you a fucking blunt.
Nah.
That really
destroyed me. The last shot I remember is the one I took with y'all. Because Gary said something.
Yeah, you were like, I already had like 70. I said, you want
9, 10?
Yeah,
he was like, you want 9, 10? And after that.
Wait, Courtney bought those, right? Or did you buy
No, those? Not those ones.
No, oh, I bought him one.
Never, hey, who and then the you one? Bought some too.
No, but we had our own thing. We had our own, us three together. Who hey. Bought those?
Well, I don't know. No idea.
I think it might have been Courtney.
Shout out to Courtney.
Shout out Courtney.
But while we're here, shout out to Courtney, man. Long time listener, ride or die. Defending your boy Mike, defending my honor while I wasn't there. You know, taking the heathen Q to task and letting him know that he needs to, you know, calm the fuck down. He's very mean. He's very mean to me, and I don't like it, and she don't like it, which means everybody doesn't like it, which means you need to stop it.
Yes. Straight from Courtney. You heard
Thank
it.
You.
You heard it here.
So it's law. We need the timestamp.
Help. I don't even know what to do with that.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to digest that.
So 56.
I don't even know how to. I don't even know what to think. Just know, Courtney, if you're listening, it wasn't nothing bad. It was just something that we can't say.
We're just sitting here.
Yeah, we just can't say it on here.
We just can't say that.
You're still a great person.
It wasn't nothing bad.
Amazing. Shout out to Courtney. Amazing lady.
But yeah, thanks to everybody that came. That was the best birthday party I've ever had. I've never had a birthday party before. I don't think, like, especially like that. So
the love was definitely in the room.
Mm-hmm. I ain't never seen the drive-by for you. You said what?
Last year was the drive-by.
Yeah.
So
oh
we,
yeah.
So
the,
we
yeah.
Had,
oh
so we
shit.
Had drive-by.
Been
yeah.
A, Jesus, man.
Yeah. Niggas,
COVID really been doing numbers,
niggas is the
man.
Drive-by, but like that was like different. I never seen all my friends in the same room like that. So that was dope. But.
Peter was there, like
it was, yeah. I know, yeah.
Peter was there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. Everybody.
Nice.
Wait, I did.
Yes.
Yeah, as soon as he got there.
Racist.
It was perfect time.
Racist.
I don't remember.
That nigga started playing that Davido.
Oh man.
We were acting like it was our birthday.
It felt like it was my birthday.
Like, no, I definitely felt like it was my birthday.
Y'all having spotty memories? Like, yeah. It sounds like y'all don't really remember everything.
Keenan,
no, you sound like you remember. Okay, so you
he
were
got there late,
you were
think,
you were probably too sober to be there.
To be honest, I was having more fun than me.
Well, yeah,
had a great time though.
We're gonna do it again.
I'm glad you had a great time, man. More good times to be had. Apparently, we're going to South Beach in a week or two.
Two
weeks. So for our boy Ivan's birthday, shout out to Ivan and the boys over at South Beach.
That's gonna be nuts.
Yeah, that's gonna be. That should be a great time.
Lenny was there.
That's a cool nigga, right?
Lenny shot the fuck out.
Lenny's that's my boy.
Shit, bro. Shit.
Yeah.
Lenny's a wild bull.
Probably John. My boy John, Lenny, John. They cool as shit. They be chilling, bro.
Cool as shit, bro.
And my niggas, but yeah.
Shout
out to everybody.
Shout out to everybody, man, that came out for my boy birthday, man. Love these guys. Love this guy. Anyway, speaking of love, another guy we love. We lost somebody who's very important. Real quick, we don't want to spend too much time on because it's so depressing to think about. DMX has passed on, man, and I want to take this time before anything to say rest in peace, DMX, Earl Simmons. You will be missed and loved. Prayers up to his family, fans like us, friends and loved ones that he knew. I don't know what the cause of death is. I'm not going to get into that. It's not important. But that, seeing that he passes, it's, in a long line of rough hip-hop deaths for me personally, like I was DMX and then losing MF Doom like a month or two before.
Mm-hmm.
And then DMX and that's like, man, it's it's getting hard, man, because DMX is a legend.
Yeah.
And is a legend, will always be a legend. But I don't think really you understand how great he was and how great his run was until like you really just look back and just process and look at it. Like,
yeah, even through everything that he went through, he never really had like a dull moment in his career.
No.
He was always like on top.
The nigga had 2 platinum albums in 1 calendar year.
He kept the lights on at Def Jam.
How do you do that? Yo, he had Jay-Z shook.
Yeah.
His first 2 albums did better than Jay-Z.
Yeah, no, like Jay-Z was really like, the rumors like Jay-Z was going around questioning like, oh, y'all really think DMX is better than me? Yeah. Like, because that was the thing back then. Like, DMX might be better than this nigga. And that's really before Jay-Z really got his foot in like that. Because he didn't really get his foot in like that until like, I want to say around...
It was early 2000.
99, 2000.
Mm-hmm. Late 90s, early 2000.
Yeah, like that's when he, like, after The Rock was established.
You got
Beanie Siegel on the Rock, La Familia, all that. Yeah. That's probably when he started to really come up. And by then, fucking DMX was in.
He was already in full swing, nigga.
Fucking swing. And it was Rough Riders and niggas is barking and Buck 50 and niggas. And it was a great time.
Yeah, bro. I don't think people really understand how influential.
Yo, he had niggas barking in the street.
Niggas was barking, bro, and buying pit bulls because of DMX.
People riding on bikes and four-wheelers.
Bro, people...
Yeah, bikes.
Bro, the Rough Riders has like 39,000 subsects. Like, there's like just so much. It's crazy.
Like, he made a black motorcycle gang.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like, he made the Black Hells Angels.
Bro.
Like, it's nuts.
That's a legend for real. And, I mean... And definitely, like, DJing. I was DJing the same day that he passed away. And DJing, and, like, finding songs. I'm like, damn, yo, this nigga had banger after banger. There's so much music, like, and there's so much that people know. And there's, like, you got your album cuts and then the mainstream bangers. Like, it's a lot of music, man. It's a lot of music. And it's not just regular music. It's actually good. Like, he was a rapper. Yeah, but he could actually spit. Like,
he was an artist.
The nigga was, he was an artist. Like, he could really rap, and he could do poetry, too.
And the fact was, like, it wasn't all just that super hardcore gangster shit. Like, DMX was the first, really one of the first rappers to be really vulnerable for real and let you peek inside the demons that he was fighting and dealing with, like, throughout his life. Like, he really let you see and feel his pain through the music.
Yeah, he was really versatile.
And if you don't have shit like that, you don't get niggas today like Drake, like Kendrick, like J. Cole, who really are like open books with their feelings through their raps because they're the same type of thing, even though it's a different type of message. DMX did a little more gruff, a little more gangsta, a little more hardcore, if you will, but it's still an open, bare soul behind that. And... You know, he fought a lot of demons, a lot of, you know, whatever. But I'm just glad that he knows peace now. Everybody around the table real quick. Do y'all remember? Y'all have a good DMX memory?
Yeah, I have a couple. I know my cousin used to listen to DMX a lot. Mm-hmm. The one I saw, I don't think I ever saw, like, my one cousin, he's schizophrenic. I think I told the story.
No, you never did.
So, the nigga's schizophrenic now. I don't know what triggered it. I don't know if
DMX. He's
yeah, it could have been, honestly, because that nigga. Yeah.
Hanging out with the ex.
But, yeah, so I remember when I was younger, he used to listen to him a lot. So, that kind of reminds me of before, like, the whole schizophrenia thing took over. So, that's cool. And then also, it really reminds me of, I had this one game, it was called Street Hoops. And, like, there was a DMX song on there. I forget which one it was. But Street Hoops had all the street ballers on it. Like,
is that the one where you would do a cross-up and it'll be, like, a picture and be, like, it'll come up on the top and be, like, cookies?
Or yes.
Be like,
yes.
He got stripped. And yes. The dude's stripping?
Yes.
That game.
Street Hoops, it had
low-key.
AO, Hot Sauce, game, Professor, all of them niggas on it.
To me, that game was just as good, if not better, than NBA Street.
NBA Street. Yeah, it was up there.
Yeah, because it was an actual player.
So, yeah, there was a DMX song on there, and I used to play that shit all the time.
I might need to download that on the emulator and get that popping tomorrow.
It was that. And then, obviously, from You Got Served, Get It on the Floor was one of my favorite songs from that movie. So, whenever I DJ, if you ever hear me DJ, I'm going to play Get It on the Floor. I've been playing that shit.
Get it on the floor. Get it on the floor.
It's a banger, bro. It's a banger. So,
nah.
Yeah, I have a couple of them.
Speaking of video games, that motherfucker on Def Jam Vendetta was the hardest motherfucking.
He's beating ass.
I hated DMX in real life for a while because of that shit, bro.
He was beating ass,
bro. He was so hard to beat because he was like a submission nigga. Mm-hmm. That's the worst. When you getting your ass beat and you got to like tap the button to fill a beater so you don't tap out.
Yep.
And he just stay every choke out. And every time he beat you, this was his quote. It's ingrained into my brain because I heard it so much. Stop acting like a bitch, dog. Game over. As I've seen that at least 19 times straight. I was like, and when I was a kid, I used to really have rage issues with video games. Like, that shit like fucking every time. I was like, fuck damn it. Fuck your fighters. I like Dipset anyway. Yeah, fuck your fighters.
Joel Santana of my life, nigga.
If they had Joel Santana again, I'll whoop your ass. That's my biggest memory. And then, like your cousin, my uncle was a very, very big DMX fan. Mm. Like, that's all he played.
Yeah.
That, and then obviously, when he sang that fucking Christmas, that cute red... Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Well, greatness, man. Greatness.
Yeah, growing up, I actually had his autograph.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. When I lived in Queens, my dad's close friend was the barber at Def Jam. So, like, every artist that was signed to Def Jam that I liked, I had their autographs.
Nice.
Yeah, so, like, I had Murder, Inc. and DMX, and, like, some of the Rough Riders had all their autographs. And actually, he actually signed one of his CDs for me, too.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was like, it kind of hit home.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Definitely.
So. Okay, I know DMX is a little bit before your time, youngster.
Well, for me, like you said, my uncle was a huge DMX fan. So when he passed, my uncle called me. And we don't even talk like that. So when he called me, it was kind of just trying to bring back the memories of, you know, we would just sit in the car or wherever we would go back in the day.
Nostalgia.
Yeah.
Literally, bro.
Bro, and it's just like, it unlocks so many memories that you forget you even had. Like, just thinking about DMX, I think about all those times, like you said, like, I'm sitting in the car, and my uncle's not driving, but he's like, because he's like only 7 years older than me. Mm-hmm. So I'm really remembering, I'm saying, I'm probably like seven, eight, he's probably 15. But he's just like, we in the room together, I'm fucking around, he's DMX, posters everywhere.
Yeah.
And he got
all the posters, bro.
The posters.
Posters were so big back then.
This has nothing to do with DMX at all. But I have this memory of this poster that my uncle had. It was literally Michael Jordan. That's how I knew Jordans was even a bigger deal back in the 90s.
Because
that nigga had, my uncle had a you know the Slam magazine posters where it's a nigga dunking?
Yep.
He had one of Jordan dunking, and he circled the sneakers, and I remember him writing, this is the most 90s shit ever. He circled the sneakers and wrote, butter.
What?
You don't remember that slang? Like, yo, those is butter.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Yes. Okay. And it was like, butter. Yo, these sneakers is butter. Like, I guess he was plotting on getting them or whatever, but nothing to do with DMX, but it's just a memory that just came up.
Man, that reminds me. My cousin had which album was it when he had the Sheep's Blood?
It's Dark and Hell Is Hot, maybe?
I was going to say, that's the one I'm thinking.
Let me check. No, it's not Dark and Hell Is Hot. It's Blood. Damn. Hold on. Give me a sec. We're going to get this right, cousin.
Yeah, so he deserves that. Hold on. But my cousin had that album. Obviously, he had all the albums, but I remember seeing that one, like, as a... Flesh of My Blood.
Blood of My Blood.
Yep, yes, that one. I remember seeing that as a kid, and my cousin was showing me that, and I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? Like, who is this nigga covered in blood?
Yeah, when I was like, yo, is this the devil?
I'm like, yo, this is crazy. But I remember seeing that for the first time and just, like... And it was just, that was just DMX. Like
love my nigga.
Yeah.
Where's my bitches? Nigga?
Bro.
Love my niggas, but where's my bitches?
And my cousin. Oh, my God. And he would listen to the music, and then he would always listen to him pray. Like, bro. So I remember just being mad young listening to that, yo. And then I remember the first time I seen Belly. Woo.
Oh, Belly. Oh.
The world's longest music video.
That's exactly, you know what? That's exactly what it was. That's all it is. It's not a movie. Bro, it's a feature. Yeah. It's a feature music video film
directed by Hype Williams. Come on, man, it was a music video.
And that's funny. Speaking of that movie, even though the narrative is fucking awful as a movie, but
Nas acting awful.
Nas is terrible.
He's not a good actor. DMX could act.
I shudder at the thought of the fact that Nas wanted to be Rico on Paid in Full.
Oh my god!
How bad he would have butchered that shit playing Rico. Up. Imagine Nas giving that, yo, you right, you tough nigga. Like let's picture Nas. Hey, yo, niggas die every day, B, word, shine.
He wasn't able to do it, bro.
You right, you tough nigga, alright. Word life.
Word life.
Word bomb.
And he's like...
He just figured
since he had a New York accent that he was acting.
Like, no,
that's all I need.
It takes a little more.
He would have been so bad.
He would have ruined it. And that movie wouldn't have been with us. Yeah. Did you ever watch Cradle to the Grave? Yeah. Cradle to the Grave?
And not in a long time.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I think I've seen it when I was little.
The most recent is definitely Belly.
DMX was in a decent amount of movies.
But yeah, he was. He had a real buddy-buddy relationship with like Jet Li.
Jet Li was his man.
Yeah. And it was something else, too.
They did something else.
But yeah, like, Belly, it's just why I'm surprised that Hype Williams never directed any more movies. Because the movie, as a narrative, is bad. But visually,
it's
some of the so best pleasing. Shit. To this date, it's some of the best shit I've ever seen. That opening scene is fucking nuts. The visuals on that is like, that is...
The color grade, like
the color grade in the dark, and you see DMX's like dog demon eyes glowing in the dark. I'm like, yo, this shit is. It made Nas look tough. It was crazy, bro.
It did make Nas look tough.
And then another scene in Belly when the Jamaican niggas is talking, and it's like, and it's like in slow motion, he's talking to Mr. Belba. See, Mr. Belba. Yo, I'm like, bro, I don't understand why.
Yo, he was in a lot of movies, man.
That was a good. That's when you saw DMX was a good actor, and you know who else you saw was a good actor too? Method Man.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
because Method Man is acting.
That's all he does.
He's a for a rapper.
He's just very talented.
Very talented actor. He's like, I wouldn't put him in the right spot. I would, but he couldn't be no leading man in the movie. But he could. I would definitely put him in some role in a big movie.
Yo,
he could have a role.
I'm looking at his DMX's wiki. That man, he lived, bro.
He lived a lot, man.
That man, he was a, he, all these
the
movies.
The video of him on the roller coaster.
Yeah, all these movies, all these he was on all these shows, bro. He was on Mad TV, Half and Half, and you know what's Chappelle so show.
And another thing about DMX, like,
this
right?
This is crazy.
You know that Woodstock show?
Yeah.
Tell me why I was at work on Saturday And somehow DMX, no, this white lady, yo, this is so nuts. This middle-aged white lady that is my coworker, right? Retired cop, right? She's like, yeah, like somehow we were talking and DMX came out. She's like, oh my God, yeah, I saw DMX die. Like, I was at that Woodstock show. I was like, you was there? I was like, yeah. She was like, yeah, I was 16. And like, I was in like the first or second row. And yeah, that show was amazing. And I was like, she was just detailing this. I was like, bro, this is nuts. I'm like, that just shows you the impacts DMX has. Like, bro, DMX was able to touch me, a millennial black kid, young black man, and a middle-aged retired cop white woman.
That's crazy.
And like, we both felt the impact of the death of DMX, which just speaks to how great he was and is, and how much of a it's crazy, bro.
Yeah, man. He was really the man, bro.
Man.
He was the man.
Rest in peace to DMX. Rest in peace to rest in peace to him. Prayers out to his family, friends, fans like us, and all.
Absolutely.
The rest of the Rough Riders. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He even got a chance. He did a versus, bro.
It was Snoop.
So glad we.
He did a versus.
He was full of life then. Like, you could tell he was a step back, but like, he was still having his fun, man.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we got to have that moment with him.
Where he got his flowers.
Only
for
a few short months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, damn, man. That was great to see. I'm happy we saw that.
For real?
Okay. Now, the moment I've been waiting for.
What is this?
All right, guys. So, I want to. Keenan, can you cue the screen, please?
He was really not trying to do this.
Do you have the sound bar? Where's the sound bar?
Damn.
We've been robbed.
Oh, no. All right, is there any way we can put the mic to something so we can hear this? All right, so.
Either mine or Corey's.
What happened? So,
hey, I'm about to say, are you watching the Warriors?
No, the Grizzlies and Mavericks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, why'd you put it on the screen?
Well, you just put it on. Selfish. But that doesn't matter.
Too late now. The game's almost over.
So, we're about to. All right. So, Gary, can you give Keenan your microphone, please, for a brief moment? Any reaction?
Grayson Allen did
what?
He had 23.
I don't give a fuck. He did
Jesus
what?
Christ.
Samuel Dallenberg scored 37 one time.
Wow.
He did.
Yes, he did.
He did.
Yeah, Lou Dort scored 41.
That was ugly.
What just happened?
He's an ugly motherfucker. Huh?
Huh? On who?
The Grizzlies.
Good for him.
On Grayson Allen.
What was it on?
Might as well been.
I actually missed it because I was going up the chick behind
us. Might as well been Grayson Allen.
What was it, a step back again?
I'm sure it was.
Of course.
Three on the right wing. Watch.
Yeah.
Guarantee it was.
I want to do it to Ben.
Wait. What? Can you kind of set this up for us?
Oh, so yeah. Let me set this video up, right? So, guys, while Keenan is queuing the video up, Keenan.
Dad, I'm queuing.
You're not queuing.
You're not.
You're looking at the white man play basketball. Now, so guys, I don't know if you heard of this treat. A lot of people in here have been to Canada, right? Raise your hand in the room if you've been to Canada. So really only three of us have been to Canada? Four?
What part of Canada you been to, Mike?
Huh?
What part of Canada you went to?
Niagara Falls.
Oh, really? That's what I do. Gary, you never went to Canada? How you go to China but never been to Canada?
How you look like Drake and never been to Canada?
How you look?
That's crazy. So, all right, so in Canada...
Canada. No, wait, Army, you remember? Canada.
So in Canada, there's a treat that is widely eaten in Canada. It's called poutine.
Oh, that shit
is delicious.
Fire.
Fire, delicious. Right?
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, this is about to be nasty.
Poutine.
Wait, all right.
Hold on, let me. Canada, where you have poutine, where you got French fries and gravy and cheese. It's actually very, very delicious.
It's so
right?
good.
In America, they call it disco fries, right? Well, there's a Canadian man by the name of Norm Summerton.
Is he in jail yet?
No, he's well. Norm Summerton is in his about 60. No, Army, get away. Get away. Get away.
Oh, my God.
Get away. Get away.
I think I've seen this.
Get movie. Away.
I think I've seen this.
I just caught a glimpse of it. Oh, my God.
Shush, damn you. Shush, all of you. Norm Summerton is a Canadian man, an elderly man. He is, I want to say in his 60s and 70s, he's part of the BDSM community. And he has, you know, he's like, he does like, he wears things like tit cups with suction cups on his breasts. He has a big tattoo on his forehead that says pig. And this is all at, the all at the bequest and request of his mistress. Now, the latest thing that his mistress has asked him to do is to, you know, eat a nice dish of poutine. No, just poutine. Nothing standard, run-of-the-mill poutine.
Oh, my God.
Nothing weird about it. It's about a six-minute clip. So we're going to watch all of it, and we're going to react.
All of it.
If you're not going to be able to hold the mic, just put a stand next to it, because I feel like you're going to fall out. Because I feel like you got a weak disposition already.
I feel like you're going to fall out.
Oh, y'all
going to fall out. Watch. So his mistress has required him to watch a little bit of, eat a little bit of poutine. And we're going to watch and react. And you guys are going to hear him eat the poutine. You're going to hear us hear him watch the poutine.
I'm not ready for this.
And it's going to be a grand old time. And when Keenan's ready and queued up, I'll give him a second to prepare. He's going to press play on that bad boy. And we are going to be ready to go. Just give us a slight second. It's poutine related.
Is anything related to the stories you be posting?
It's related to poutine and the great nation of Canada.
Okay, we're ready.
Yeah. When you're ready. All right.
I'm
here
scared.
We go. Norm Summerton, take it away.
Hello. Today we're going to make French Canadian poutine fries. What are poutine fries? Well, poutine fries are basically your fries, cheese.
So we don't see him. Ah,
oh, hello. God.
Today we're going to make French Canadian poutine fries. What are poutine fries?
Wait, are those tattoos?
Poutine fries are basically your fries.
Those are tattoos. What are we? What are we looking at here?
We're looking. So,
great appetite.
Daddy, look at me twirl. So yeah. Watch me twirl, Daddy. Daddy, look. Canadian. Daddy, watch.
I'll look you back.
But.
Poutine fries. However, there's going to be a bit of a change to the recipe. Everybody likes to change the recipe up. These ones are going to have fries, cheese, pig shit, and pig piss.
What?
Ooh, it's going to be a treat. Well, let's get started, shall we?
He really doesn't first have fries, to do this.
There you are.
So he's got a nice.
I was going to say, just draw this out. He's like, nice
fries beef, look great.
It all looks good right here. Now.
Okay, so let's get things going.
But he's butt-ass naked. Yes, eh? What the fuck? The bro, is that a dick cage?
Yeah, he has his penis in his cage, and he's he's garnishing the fries with some urine.
Dump on my fries. Have water squirting out on the
yeah.
floor.
No. Yeah, I just realized that he's the pig.
Pig piss.
So just mix that around.
Yo, he's peeing on this.
You make sure all the fries are covered in pig piss. Oh, it's gonna be a treat.
Yo, why is he peeing so much, bro? Oh.
Well, now it's time to.
Q, stop looking at your phone.
Q,
look at the old man's penis.
Ah, no, he's about to shit in it. No, he got a tattoo thong. Ew, what the fuck, Mike? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Ah, here's the gravy.
Ain't number little gravy.
Yeah. Oh. Corey, what are we looking at
ew.
Here?
Ain't number little gravy on the fries?
Oh. Yo,
Canadian
just,
gravy.
Corey, you about to, yo, he just shit in the oil. And then sat. He didn't wipe.
Yeah, he ain't wipe his ass.
Is that cheese? What is
this? No, that's just regular cheese. Non-fat, though.
non-fed.
Bro, he can't sit down at everybody's house.
Keenan gonna throw up. If we can get Keenan to throw up, bro, this would be a top tier.
Yo, no, no, no. I want to describe the shit that just came out of his ass. Like, it all came out at like one football. Time.
A football came out of
like
his
imagine,
ass.
Like, imagine. Ew, he's mixing it. Dog, he's mixing the shit with the
loaded fries.
Those fries are loaded. Q.
He said those fries are loaded.
Q.
Yes,
you do. Q.
Son, I can't imagine what it smells like in there. I don't understand how
it
I'm looking
like
at it.
Smells like poop and cheese in there.
Nothing says French Canadian poutine fries like this, does it, eh? Oh. Now.
Excuse me, can you give him the mic? What am I, Q?
You too for watching this shit.
Well, Q, can you watch this? Q, real quick, please. Q, you got it. Come on. Come on. Look, give
yo,
me
he's about to eat it. He's about to eat it.
Oh, you
dirty. This might be worse than two girls, one cup.
Absolutely.
Look at this gooey turd.
Look at this gooey turd. You gonna throw up, Army?
Hey, Army.
You getting hot? Get it. You good?
Oh.
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 Oh. Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, baby. Put the phone away. Stop. That's what you are. You down for the set, man.
Yo.
No, we do. We don't. You on this podcast, you don't have dignity.
Oh, he got a poop tongue.
That one barely got any cheese. That's all gravy.
This is all for you. I love you.
It's all gravy. It's all gravy.
So, for those of you listening,
time is left.
For those of you listening, for those of you listening, he's made his poutine. And it's really heavy on the gravy. Like, you barely notice any cheese, and he is just.
I'm such a pig.
Dude, look, you're doing dumb
Keenan
shit.
Keenan did. Keenan's out here wilding. Keenan's not he's not doing too
no,
good.
No, he's flossing his teeth.
Yeah. All right, well, Keenan, we do need you to check to see how much time is left. Can you do that?
Keenan, can you check how much? We need to know.
We needed to know, Keenan.
We're trying to keep it under 2.5 hours.
Just don't look under the. Just don't look in the mirror. Oh, I was there. Look at that.
You got a little gravy on your chin there, Norm.
Ew. Oh, he just licked. Well, yeah, he don't got no drink. Yeah, bro, he's eating his own poop just dry.
Thank you, Goddess Suzanne, my Asian goddess. Thank you for allowing me to.
Here, he's thinking this.
Thank you.
Thank you, my Asian goddess mother.
That Canadian fries.
He has to be dead by now.
I've got
to
go. Yes, these are going to be so good to finish. Take care now. I love you, Goddess Suzanne.
Eat my dick. Come on now. I'm not that sick. It's funny to me. I don't get horny to that. That's hilarious.
That just
and it's good. Showing that to my friends. Even oh, more man. Hilarious.
Have y'all seen Two Girls, One Cup?
Yeah. I think we all have.
Let's just say yes. Nope. Gary hasn't seen it. Pull it
Gary
up.
Gary hasn't seen it.
Gary hasn't seen it. Pull it up.
Do it.
Pull it up, Keenan.
If you know. Gary, you would know.
No, he hasn't.
He didn't see it.
He didn't see it.
Keenan, pull it up.
He didn't pull it up. Pull it up, Keenan. That's why I did
it. Christian
That's why
alone.
I chose the night to do it.
Yeah. Yo, oh my gosh.
He said, you really want me to wild out? I'll show you the Pain Olympics.
Oh, he never seen that. You never seen that. The
you
Pain.
In the chat before?
Nope.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't trust putting things in the chat because you can ignore that. You can't ignore this.
Yo, the Pain Olympics, it's like, I'm going to just describe it because we really don't have to watch that. Like, that's like niggas like.
Damn, that shit got a Wikipedia page. That shit is legendary.
That shit is an Urban Dictionary.
That shit got a Wiki and an Urban Dictionary. You might have to put that in the Smithsonian.
That shit is in the MoMA.
You might have to type in video. You know you can't look in regular video.
Yeah, you got to go.
You know you got to go on the deep web for that shit.
Yeah, I don't even know how you find that.
Yeah, just type in video XXX.
Is that the nastiest video you've ever seen? Two girls, one cup? Do y'all remember where y'all were at the first time you seen it? Because I remember
this looks like some Russian text. This got to be it.
I remember the first time I seen it. Like, I remember it. The exact
here it goes. Yes.
Yep, this is it.
Gary, don't look at your phone.
Oh, man.
Oh! Why isn't Corey watching? I've not really seen this.
Corey's seen it already.
My first time watching it was with him.
Yeah, literally.
In his basement.
Yep.
On this podcast.
Oh, my God. No, it was before. It was, she's switching the in between her teeth.
Oh!
You can't floss that out.
Oh, they're making themselves throw up now.
They're throwing up on the shit. Q, what's your take on this? Q, you see real quiet.
Q, what's
you
doing?
Q, what's going on?
She's both handed.
She's a striker now. She's striking that poop down her throat.
Oh, man. From
the left or the right?
Jesus. How y'all feeling now?
I think that's enough.
Army sweating.
Shock nasty for the day.
That was nice.
That was nice.
Okay, so Will Smith or Jamie Foxx? Here we go.
Will Smith. Will Smith.
I know I've never seen him eat poutine before. So they need to step their game up with Norm.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Michael.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think I'm about to come up with some of these at least every other week.
One time we're going to come here, it's going to be a video of Mike.
We're building up.
But
what you said,
Will Smith was trending because of that.
Okay. Can we get the mic back to the appropriate man, please, Keenan? I appreciate
it. Gary's the appropriate man for the day?
Yeah, he's the guest. He's the appropriate man for the
okay.
day. But I know Q is going to be
saying, I already know where this is going.
Q is going to it's going to turn into an argument.
Where? So who are you taking, Will Smith or Jamie Foxx?
So
black and white.
I don't think it says, like, I feel like it was on the timeline. Like, I think you had tweeted something about it, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I think you went heavy Will Smith, like, not in an argument. And I was like, I feel like there's a debate to be had. I feel like it's not as cut, like, yeah, black and white as at least you alluded to. I feel like there's an argument for Jamie Foxx. And I'm trying to think of, like, their best roles. If you look at, like, their each top three or four best roles, I think there's a good argument to be had for either side.
There's an argument, so but I still think Will Smith is the better actor.
Give context before we start, mm-hmm. right? So what this debate has come about because a man on Twitter has decided he has some vendetta against Will Smith, and he started saying like Will Smith's not a good actor, highly overrated, blah blah blah. What I mean, like you can have that opinion or whatever, but then he started to list the actors that he thinks are better than Will Smith. And
that's actually disrespectful.
I usually don't let things on Twitter like anger me, but this
comparing those two,
this was nasty.
Jamie Foxx and Will Smith having friendly banter with that, they're both the greats. So like you know, it's really not.
Now
you're not
a lot
taking
of these, a lot of these Jones, I can agree with right. So he said black actors better than Will Smith. Denzel, okay. Morgan Freeman, okay. Jamie Foxx. Samuel L. Jackson. And I'll get it. And you're gonna say Samuel L. Jackson. I have a hot take about that, but we can talk about Samuel
L. Jackson. I mean, I'm about to say, if you really want to be technical, Samuel L. is kind of this. He is, but is he not always kind of the same version of himself?
Yes.
In some way?
This is. That's
somehow he's
his whole
that guy.
Career.
Yeah. Even as Marvel movies, he's literally Samuel L. Jackson with superpowers.
He's just slightly better Tyrese. Tyrese.
When he was the angry neighbor who had like PTSD, he was a Samuel L. Jackson
Tyrese.
With a gun.
Old angry Tyrese.
Snakes on a plane. He was just Samuel L. Jackson on a fucking plane.
Big boy in a car.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson with a white bitch on a chain. Samuel Jackson with John Travolta is a hitman. Samuel Jackson with a white with an interracial neighbors. Samuel Jackson
coaching high school kids.
Yeah, Samuel Jackson as a basketball coach. Samuel L. Jackson and Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel Jackson in space.
It's Samuel Jackson in the ocean.
Yeah, what a, like
nigga Padawan. Like, Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel Jackson as a coon. Like he is not. He's an amazing actor. I would never take that away from him. He's a great. He's great, but his range. Yeah,
he's an amazing specialist. Just like J.J. Redick is an amazing 3-point shooter.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say J.J. Redick is an amazing basketball player.
Like
he's an amazing guard.
No, he's an amazing.
Don't do that.
Shooter.
Don't do that.
You want J.J. Redick at point guard for your team?
No.
You literally murder yourself.
Yeah, you'd hang yourself and then shoot yourself while you're choking. if Daylon Wright was my two. I want J.J. Redick ass too.
Yeah.
Who's your other two? I don't give a fuck. As long as he's not the one.
Yeah.
Shit.
But listen, who else is on that list?
Michael B. I almost had a fucking heart attack when he said Michael B. Jordan. Y'all already know how I feel about that nigga. That nigga is one of the worst actors acting today, regardless of race, creed, or color, religion, sexual orientation. He just all around stinks to high heaven.
That nigga will ruin a Bollywood.
That nigga.
Need to put that nigga in a Nigerian movie.
Oh my God. That nigga would ruin an anime. Cuba Gooding Jr.
Better actor than Will Smith?
No.
No.
No. Lawrence Fishburne, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Now, part two. Idris Elba, okay. Don Cheadle, Sidney Poitier, all right. Donald Glover, no. I don't know who Rames is. Oh, Ving Rhames.
Ving Rhames is Ving Rhames in every movie.
Oh, he's fresh with a brother.
Yeah,
Holiday like Heart. Me.
You ever seen Holiday Heart?
I did.
That was a great role, though. Very underrated. Who was Ving Rhames
in my Siri was like, I got it.
What is it, Ving? Ving Rhames. Nigga from Baby Boy.
From Baby Boy, the nigga was cooking butt naked in the kitchen.
Knock off Debo. No.
Yeah, he's literally the same person in every movie.
James Earl Jones, of course. That was Darth Vader. I will never. James Earl Jones, nigga. Chichiwei Ejiofor, 12 Years of Fleet. Yeah, you're not better than that guy.
He's just. I'm about to,
Danny Glover. Come on. Ice-T and Ice Cube.
They were just being funny putting them niggas.
You're being funny now. Wesley Snipes.
Ice Cube walk up on you. Where were you at the night that you slapped somebody?
LL Cool J.
That's a crime in 17 states.
Daniel Kaluuya.
And this is all of them.
Mm-hmm. All of them. Chadwick Boseman. R.I.P. I might take Chadwick over him.
I'm not taking Chadwick over Will Smith. Sorry, R.I.P. But nigga, no.
Lakeith Stanfield.
That nigga came and played Gary.
Sterling K. Brown. Mahershala Ali. Listen, he doesn't have the filmography.
Mahershala, he's coming up.
Mahershala Ali.
Yeah. He's on the way.
He might get it just off the, I don't know, man. Mahershala Ali. John David Washington made two movies. Yeah. One of them with Zendaya. Fuck off. Definitely one day. David Oyelowo. I don't know who that is. And Eddie Murphy.
Sound like some British nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's Daniel Kaluuya.
That's the mountain nigga.
Yeah.
Umbambe!
No, that's not him. That guy. What's his name?
I forget.
No, what's the dude you just
said? Oh, I've seen him before.
That's the guy from Star Wars.
Oh, he played Martin Luther King in Selma.
He British too?
Mm-hmm.
He's British?
Yeah.
How let a British nigga play Martin Luther King?
Because they don't like black
guys. So those are all over Will Smith.
That shit don't make no goddamn sense. You know I was watching did y'all watch Them yet?
No.
The nigga from Them is British. And these motherfuckers supposed to be from North Carolina.
I was surprised the nigga from Snowfall is British.
Yeah, I was too.
That don't make no damn sense.
No, because they all, the best black actor from America right now is fucking Michael B. Jordan. That tells you the state of black actors in America right now. Now it's John David Washington. But, like, the most prominent one is Michael B. Jordan. I mean, slim pickings out there.
It really is like the MLS and Premier League over there. It's the MLS.
Well, they need to, because I'm tired of seeing Michael B. Jordan in everything or anything.
Mike, it's the MLS here. Over there is Premier League.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really like that. Niggas are still playing soccer over here, but they not playing soccer. Niggas, no, niggas playing soccer here. They playing football.
And that's what they're. Mm-hmm. We playing roles. Them niggas are acting.
Every once in a while, we get
every
a
lane. Nigga. I fucking lost my shit when I found out Idris Elba was British.
You know?
And I didn't notice that until.
Oh, because you used to watch The Wire. So.
Until take it. Yo, in The Wire?
That nigga was straight from Baltimore.
You would like never think that nigga was. What?
Yeah, he was crazy.
What?
Yeah. How you have a Baltimore accent? I mean, when you think about it. Baltimore accent is kind of like a British accent.
I was fucking baffled when Takers, that horrible ass movie Takers, came out. Yeah, Q, it sucks.
I like the movie.
Oh, you agreed with that take?
Okay, now thinking back on it, nowhere near my top five. Mm. Probably my top 35. Like,
good, okay.
It's still a movie that I enjoy. Like, I just gotta watch.
I saw that once in theaters and never again.
That's a movie you only have to see once.
Yeah, because it sucks.
Yeah, because Chris Brown and T.I. are acting in the same thing.
Yeah, they're both doing it.
Like,
see, I don't even remember that. Thank God.
What you talking about?
I have no God, idea. I know what you're talking about, Q.
That's not
thank
a
God I don't
movie.
Remember
that line. Why do you remember T.I. line?
That had to be two. If you remember any T.I. line out of anything other than ATL, you have a mental health issue.
Literally. Speaking of ATL, I don't know if we talked about it on here before. But it was a time on Twitter, people were like, what the fuck was ATL even about?
Black people living?
Black people living in Atlanta.
And we don't get a lot of movies like that, because we're so not used to... White people get movies like that all the time, where it's just them
being white.
Being white.
Like,
that was a good movie.
I would like today.
Nah, hold on. If you want to talk about a movie...
No, that's a good movie.
I've never seen Devil Wears Prada.
Bro, you should. That's a good movie.
Is that,
that's, to me...
That's your girl, what's her name, right?
Meryl Streep. She's... the best actress
of all time
ever.
You know that the clip with LeBron and Kyrie when they were on the Cavs and they both went for 40?
Mm-hmm.
That's them in Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah. Hmm. Yep. And when you do actresses, to me, it's her, LeBron, and Viola Davis is D-Wade doing this.
Yeah.
Nah, but Meryl Streep is that bitch.
It's a good movie.
And she fucking fine.
She's actually not fine at all. She looks like a principal.
And I would let her take me to dick detention. And you know how I feel about
it. Huh?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yes.
And y'all know how I feel about milk. I know I'm lactose intolerant, but I will poop.
Apparently you're not.
I'll poop for her. I'll poop for her.
All right, Norm.
Yeah, Summerton. Better call me pig.
Mike, shut up.
But
shut up.
Shut
the fuck up, dude.
Sometimes, shut up. Sometimes I need sometimes I need that. Sometimes. But but when we talk, but yeah, like, so the thing that came up, a lot of people were doing the Jamie Foxx versus Will Smith thing.
Yeah.
And as much as I love Jamie Foxx, He's not.
He's a great actor.
A great actor.
Saying he's not better than Will Smith is not taking away from his talent.
No.
At all.
He's not better than Will Smith at all. So this is...
What's your top four, Will?
This is my thing with my top four with Will Smith.
In no order.
You gotta think of best Will Smith performances.
Pursuit of Happiness.
Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys 2. Independence Day.
I was gonna say that's three.
Where's Independence?
Give me one more.
Hitch.
Did you say Ali? Ali.
I do like.
Listen.
Ali.
Hancock.
What about 7 pounds?
7 pounds.
7 pounds.
Yo, seven pounds. Ooh, bro, 7 pounds. That's one movie I only watched that one time. I was like, yo, never.
Great
again.
One.
Again. That
now,
shit is so fucking
now,
sad.
Now, when you look at now,
you ever see Collateral Beauty?
Yes.
Mm.
No, but 7 pounds
now,
bro.
Now
That bathtub scene, I was like,
yeah, that's, yeah. That's,
nigga, you know, I was like, nigga, that was like 15.
Fuck that. And Pursuit of Happiness, when they had to sleep in that bathroom.
The fact that it was,
told him that it was a cave.
And the fact that, it, like, nigga. The movie hit so much harder knowing that that was his real son in real life.
Bruh.
I was just like, it was actually Jaden Smith. I'm just like,
Ali.
Yeah, Ali was.
iRobot.
Enemy of State.
Ooh.
Hold on.
He was.
Jimmy Fox was in Ali?
Yes, he was.
Oh. Is that the only time they acted
now
together?
Now, let's do this. Let's do the same with Jamie Foxx, right? Obviously, number one, Ray.
Ray.
Yeah.
I think that's what Ray, like, his performance in Ray is just fucking.
It really was.
I think that's what it is. It's that's
just
what,
he has more range. His that's range what people, is wider.
He does have a wider range.
No, he doesn't.
No.
Yes, he does.
No.
I'm on the debate that he doesn't.
No, no. I'll say Jamie Foxx has a wider range just because he's better with, like, impressions and stuff.
That's
like
it,
that.
Yeah.
So it makes your range a little bit wider.
Law-abiding citizen.
That's going. That's
now,
gonna be a game changer.
How he does with that?
That's going to be a game changer. The way he
be
lined
a game
it up,
changer for this in this argument. Mm-hmm. It could be. If he does another Ray like type of thing, hey man, nah man, I might have to give it up.
I might give it up.
Performance in Ray? No. Performance in Ray is insane.
But
you know what it's like to me? It's like literally like okay, I hate doing this. It's like a basketball player. He averages like around 15 points a game. You know what it's like? TJ Warren.
No. Finish it now.
All right. To me, Jamie Foxx is like a player. He averages around 16, 17 points a game. Nothing too crazy special, right? But one game, he dropped 90.
So he's Ben Simmons.
No.
That's exactly what you just said.
That is not what I'm saying.
Yeah, you just said the player who can't score and that he has one anomaly tonight. That's Ben Simmons' career.
But Ben Simmons, no. See,
But you didn't say anything.
Y'all so thirsty.
Yeah. All right. So a player who scores 60 tonight, that's what Ben averages.
He had 142-point game that nobody can forget about because it was against Rudy Gobert.
I don't see the difference.
So let me, while y'all get the taste of Ben Simmons' dick cheese out your mouth. I'm saying, no, you was just so ready to say,
but that's
not what I said, because right. Ben Simmons has a lot of other things going for him, like being that tall, playing defense at a high level.
I feel like TJ Warren was accurate. He said a player that's going to give you like 15, 16 a night, and then one magical night,
okay,
give you 53 in a bubble.
Oh. And he has nothing else going for him but that.
So you're saying David Fox don't have anything else going for him?
Yeah, what about the impressions?
That means shit to me.
Just like Ben Simmons' defense. But all right, keep going.
Okay. No, because...
What about the song ability?
That has nothing to do with movies. What is he... That helped him in Ray, but that doesn't help him in anything
else.
It
helps with his range. Like I said, it has a wider range. That's really it.
Yeah, I know that you can sing. No, that's not the same thing, because the defense in a basketball game is not the same as singing in a movie. Are you about to do that? Shut up, Q. So the importance of defense in basketball is the same as the importance of singing in movies?
I don't think they correlate at all.
No, they don't.
They really don't.
I'm saying basketball and movies. Like, you can't correlate.
I don't even know how we got here.
Yeah, that's what
I was giving an analogy, and you were so thirsty to say Ben Simmons.
You got
it.
He said basketball. No, Gary.
Yeah, he was so ready. He was like, Ben Simmons. Gobbledygook.
See, this is what Courtney, he brought up basketball.
And then you let it there. You was like, Ben Simmons, opportunity for Ben Simmons. Can I say something? Ben?
I'm sorry for listening to
Ben. Oh, shit.
Ben. Can I say Ben?
Yo, Mike.
Ben. Jesus.
Yo, what is wrong with this?
This nigga makes me sick. He was ready. He was about to get some pussy or something. God damn, nigga. You got your minion next to you like...
He's right, though. Which you usually are. You usually get him out of here.
Get off the dick cycle, nigga.
Shaboing boing.
Here we go with the joke.
Shaboing.
Because the logic is flawed.
Get off the dick, dummy. Get off the dick, dummy.
Make him laugh. Yeah. So they can forget I'm wrong.
Get off the caca cycle.
More jokes. Make him laugh.
Jesus Christ. He made a statement. No, you replied with some overactive bullshit that wasn't where I was trying to go.
That's what you said.
Did I say Ben Simmons?
No, you
didn't have to. You described him.
You described him.
No, I didn't. I described T.J. Warren. Did it? Cause what did I say, nigga? I said T.J. Warren, motherfucker.
Okay, well, Ben fits the description.
No, he don't. You made him in the description because you just
16. Boy, I checked today. 16.
Is T.J. Warren a defensive player in your conversation? I know you don't give a fuck.
Is he a tall midget? No, we don't give a fuck. It doesn't matter.
I mean, dumb niggas like you think basketball defense don't matter in basketball, but it's okay. We will continue.
I'm just looking at the history of the Sixers and Ben Simmons.
I'm looking at the history of the game. Everybody who's one plays defense. Shut the fuck up, Corey.
Not
Jesus
true.
Fucking Christ.
Not true. Exactly. Shut up.
Oh, he plays defense by himself, nigga. That's one of the best defensive teams. Q, stop doing that. Because you too smart to say the dumb shit you fucking say just to oppose me. Just to oppose me. That's what makes me mad. You are smart, and you say dumb shit just to be an opposite of me.
No, I hold you accountable.
You agree with the dumbass narrative that basketball don't matter.
I hold you
that defense and basketball don't matter. Stop doing that shit. That's why Courtney's talking to you.
If defense was that
that's
important,
why.
I hold
that's
you accountable.
Ben Simmons, Agent
Wood. That's why, nigga.
I hold you accountable.
That's why, God damn it.
You say something, I give you something that fits what you just said, and you don't agree. But it's what you said. You just said, no one who doesn't play defense has never won. Steph Curry won.
If elite defenses mattered, Ben Simmons wouldn't have been a trade.
The only unanimous MVP ever in NBA history sucks at defense.
No. Nash didn't play any defense.
He's not. He was never a unanimous MVP. So again, like I said, the only unanimous MVP in NBA history
is Steph.
Two-time back-to-back MVP sucks at defense.
And what team he played for?
What did you say, Mike?
I said a team.
No, okay. No, that's not what you
said.
All
right, if you want to take the word I said, one, like I don't mean team, okay. If that's what you want to roll with, semantics again. Now, you know when I say nobody who doesn't play defense, you know I mean teams. Teams that don't play defense win. You cannot disagree
but we're
with
talking
that
about
on your best. I'm not talking about individual people.
We're talking about individual players.
Yes, when I said the word one, if you take that to mean individual players win, anybody else in this room thought team, go ahead.
Corey, you thought team? You thought he was talking about the team defense?
No. He doesn't value defensive players.
But think about it like this, Q.
Put the mic team on.
Sorry. Whenever the Cavs won their championship with LeBron, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That whole starting five was a good defender?
No.
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 No, I agree. So, I agree.
That's his point.
That's not what he said, though.
That's not what he said.
But that's
at
what
all.
He meant. It's
okay, tell me this. Tell me this. Gary, who's the best defensive player on that Cavs team?
Yeah, probably was LeBron.
Okay, tell me anybody. Okay, you think LeBron's a good defender? You go all the time about how LeBron plays no defense.
Oh, he plays. He can be a good defender when he wants to be.
Okay, that he chooses not to do it.
Yeah. Ooh, you might have to say something bad about your God.
No, I will tell you right on top. Right, LeBron don't give effort on defense.
But when he needs to, he clamps this shit down when he needs to.
Really? Because I think Kevin Durant averaged fucking 40.
It's Kevin Durant.
I don't care.
It's Kevin Durant.
Yo,
nobody's going to do that. It's Kevin. Well, you leave
statistically that year, the better defensive team lost.
Were they bad?
The number one defensive team was the Spurs. Number two was the Warriors. And then number four were the Cavs.
Oh, top five of defense. Yeah. Shut the fuck up, Corey. Jesus Christ in heaven. Oh, my God.
Do you value defense?
Everybody who thinks about basketball critically does.
So why is Ben Simmons in trade talks? If he's
because
elite?
It's for the best scorer ever.
No,
fucking
it wasn't. It was
hell.
Whoa.
I'm done. I really hate, like, yo. All
right,
put are you straight. Kidding
if,
me?
If I'm a scorer and I get buckets, right? Am I versus, unless you say you just play defense. Who makes more money in the league? who has more value?
The score.
Thank you.
Every day. Of the week.
Stops there.
Every
Thank
day of the
you.
Week.
What the fuck does that mean?
All right, let me ask
They're
you
this. They're more valuable. Why?
Let me ask you this. Can you be a good defensive team without any good individual defenders? Can you be a good defensive team without any good individual defenders?
You mean one team like that? Syracuse.
Yeah, the fucking Miami Heat.
When?
Jimmy Butler's a lockdown defender. What are you talking about?
Jimmy Butler's a very good defender.
What the fuck?
A good...
We had Crowder. Crowder was locking up last season.
Bro, do y'all see what I'm talking about? Holy shit. Holy shit in a candlestick.
Okay, yes, he's a good individual defender. Is he in the defensive player of the year category?
Now
I'm clarifying. Is he in the defensive player?
I'll help you out. When you talk about primarily Heat defenders, you call them two-way players, right?
No.
Well, you call them two-way players, right?
Yes.
Why do you call them two-way players?
Because they play on both ends of the floor.
And why do you have to mention that? Because they struggle where? And especially agents have to use this while talking to other teams. No. They struggle on offense. So in order to make more money, you can say, oh, well, he's a two-way player because he plays defense too.
Yes.
Thank you.
And it's done there. It's not done yet.
It is there.
Because you haven't named me a team.
He's talking about the Heat. The Heat have a lot of players who are considered two-way players.
If you did not listen
if you ever talk about the Heat, they're a good defensive team. Like, as a collective, they're
but
good defensive
But
team.
They have good individual defenders.
They
have multiple of those guys. That's his thing.
They are looked at as a good team.
But they have good individual defenders.
Okay.
I don't think they've ever been a high defense team that didn't have good.
That's like saying you have a you have a bad pie with good slices.
Like the people, you know, like when I say, like Ben. Okay. Take away Ben, right? Who on that team would you consider an elite defender?
Danny Green,
Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid is not an elite defender.
Oh, no, God. You don't think that because he's really great on offense.
No, that's not.
No, Embiid's a good. You got Embiid. You got Danny.
Is he a good defender or is he an elite defender?
The Sixers have one elite defender, and we have two other good defenders.
Matisse.
No, we got three. We got three.
Matisse will be elite.
Okay. As far as elite defense goes, as far as elite defenders, it's Ben Simmons. He's the best defender on the team.
Okay, when Ben Simmons is off the court, the Sixers still a good defensive team.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Why?
Because you have other good defenders like Danny Green and Joel Embiid and Matisse Thybulle, who are also good individual defenders. Where are you leading me to this track to nowhere?
Yeah, I don't see where you're going.
Kenan, as a basketball coach, goddamn circle.
As a basketball coach, would you rather have one elite defender or five guys who are good at defense? That's my point. You don't need an elite defender. You need five guys who are going to bust their ass and help. That's all you need.
100%.
Jimmy Butler doesn't ever get on somebody and shut them down.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. He just fucking gives effort. You see him running around.
TJ Warren, when TJ Warren was giving everybody
40
plus.
Who?
He was giving everybody 40 plus.
He was giving everybody 50.
Oh, the guy you just said averages 16? That guy? Really?
That's what he was doing in the bubble.
He was cooking in the bubble.
Jimmy Jim was like, shut the fuck up. Literally. I still own you.
He literally told him to shut the fuck up.
Come on, man.
I don't like that.
Bro, did you not see that game? He put TJ Warren in hell.
I mean, I just don't take that seriously because it's TJ Warren, though.
But when TJ Warren was giving everybody 40, TJ Warren's about to be the next
guy. He was handing out 40 pieces like they were party favors.
No one ever said that.
Against Jimmy Butler, you haven't
heard but what good defenders was he giving 40 to?
Let's go back and
look. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I want to know.
He gave us 40. We had Ben Simmons.
Was Ben Simmons guarding him, though? What? Can you say that?
I'm not.
Yeah, that's what I don't remember.
Mad niggas give Ben 40. That's why.
But that actually is true. Like, niggas do score on Ben. I'm not taking that away from him. He's still an elite defender, but people do score on him.
It's
the nature of the game because that's just
niggas
more important. Niggas are going to score.
Especially when you're off the score.
Oh, he got dunked on.
That happens when you're doing. Come on, man.
All right.
That's like niggas who drive to the lane, they get blocked a lot. Nigga, you're going in the fucking lane. It's all right. I got this one.
No, you don't. You're more valuable having five guys who are okay at defense
than having.
But that's what I'm.
All I'm saying is that.
So what do you got? That's what I've been saying the whole time.
What I'm saying is, and what I've been saying is, in opposition to what he's saying, is that defense is valuable in basketball.
To what extent?
Into winning basketball, it's valuable.
Individually.
Well, it's not an individual game, Corey. I'm sorry.
That was my point. Individually,
well,
if that's
that point
he,
makes no fucking sense because that's, playing
that's,
a team
that's not
game.
True
because
offensively, you're thinking about individual players.
Yeah.
Sure.
So it's the same thing.
Defense is more of a team effort. You've never seen a team. Sure, that's great.
That's what you just said.
And it contributes to winning basketball.
So Ben being an elite defender means nothing.
Doesn't mean nothing.
It does. If I can have five guys who can do the same thing, like together.
You don't have the same thing because you don't physically have the tools to do it the way he does it because he's tall and strong. So stop, man. Come on. Mike, I know this is discredit Ben Simmons party.
No,
but we need to stop
this.
The shit.
Answer
I mean,
this.
That's not a discredit him. It's just
this.
His worth is what it is.
Answer, would you want Jay Crowder and Andre Iguodala or Ben Simmons?
You're about prime or current?
Right now, who would you want on your team?
Ben Simmons.
You're taking Ben Simmons over both of those guys.
Them niggas are 1,000 years old, Q. Yes.
But you just told me that they were two elite defenders
they're
for them.
Old!
But you just told me that they were two elite defenders for them. That's what you literally just told me.
I didn't say
me.
They were elite. I said they were good defenders.
So then why wouldn't you take two good defenders?
They're old!
But they're two good defenders.
They're almost 40, Q. But,
yo,
what are
you
doing,
Mike? Just
man?
Say it. Because you don't value it. You
no,
don't value
I don't,
it.
No, he said things that let me know that he doesn't.
You
value
don't value it.
He just
it.
Does that so that
you don't value it.
He doesn't.
Day,
value
you don't
it.
Value
what
it.
Things have I said?
You don't. Right,
you know me
it.
So goddamn well.
All right, you agreed with trading for a player in Houston who's past his prime.
Oh, I don't know.
He's not his prime anymore.
The
he's
best. The best, probably the best scorer to ever touch a basketball.
Yeah. All right, so you,
wow.
So you would trade.
He's past his prime?
He's not in his prime anymore. James Harden is not in his prime anymore.
He's past his prime, he said?
He's still very good, but he's not in his prime anymore. He's not.
If James Harden's over 32, he's past.
And he's over 32.
If James Harden's over 32.
Just because
yeah,
of his age,
he's
past his prime? He's going to be 33. Soon,
so
he's not in his prime anymore.
Has he?
That doesn't mean that he's still not very good.
Has he aged on? Huh?
He's 31.
Has he aged on the court at all? Does James Harden do anything now that he wasn't doing when he?
The past 4 or 5 years.
Well, hold on.
He's
so
literally
Steph is out his prime right now. Steph's out of prime because Steph is older than 32.
He's past his prime.
Oh boy.
Wait, why are we putting prime on an age?
Oh, it don't matter.
That does.
When it don't show on the court,
prime
it don't
age,
matter.
Prime and age have a direct correlation.
Is there a direct?
You are what? They base how they pay you off your age.
Yo, is LeBron out of his prime?
That's another reason why teams don't
and
like.
LeBron's playing. LeBron's the best player in the NBA right now. See, I'm
Yeah, but nigga, if you told me I could get LeBron.
Yes or
no, yeah, he probably out
but
of
But the
prime.
Difference is James Harden's 31
LeBron
and LeBron's 36.
Is the second best
and he's been in the league for 20
to
years.
Ever touch a motherfucking basketball.
He's been in the league for 20 years.
Listen.
Do you know who we're talking about? No, we're talking about different things.
Listen.
How's James Harden?
Listen for 2 seconds. Listen for 2 seconds. LeBron is 5 years older.
100%.
And is better than James Harden. But he's out of his prime. Well, how is James Harden not out of his prime?
What does one have to do with the other?
Yeah, what is...
Okay.
It's about your body, isn't it?
Yeah, they're not...
Tell me why.
Also, a lot of niggas ain't LeBron.
Oh, but listen.
Hey, we don't got the HGH plug.
James Harden's not out of his prime.
LeBron is 36 or whatever, right? 36, born in, what, 89?
I think he's 36, yeah.
36, whatever he is.
I don't know his birthday.
Right, I think he's born in 86, sorry, not 89.
That nigga.
He's out of his prime, LeBron. We all agree?
Sure.
Why is LeBron out of his prime?
Because he's almost 40.
Because he slowed down, and you can tell.
But he's still the best player.
And you can tell on the court. That
because he's the
down.
Best fucking player in the league.
100%. He
yes.
developed his game in other ways to compliment.
Because, no, you can't. Wait, hold up. You cannot compare somebody else's prime to somebody else's prime. That makes no sense.
That I agree with, yes.
And then
because we can tell he took a step back.
You can
back.
See it on the court.
James Harden hasn't taken no steps back.
I disagree. I disagree with that.
Is James Harden still in the fucking same place?
He doesn't need to average 37. You play with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant.
Was he not doing that in
they
Houston?
Haven't played together.
Wait, when's the last time he won the scoring title?
He's never.
Probably last year. No,
I think it was the year before. Well, it wasn't last year because Houston was trash. He won the scoring title like 3 years in a row.
He might have won it last year.
Well, with Russ?
He might have won it last year.
He won 3 years in a row.
He won last year.
Hey, he won last year.
What the fuck are we actually talking about?
We're not talking about nothing.
Wait,
we're talking about nothing.
In what world is James Harden out of his prime?
We're talking about nothing.
No, he's not.
3 years in a row, bro. Past 3 years.
That's very much
calendar.
He's actually
means one after the motherfucking. He's actually other.
He's balls deep in his prime.
While still leading the league in assists.
And Steph Curry, I'm not even sure if I'm ready to say he's out of his prime. What the fuck is going on?
Steph didn't play the fourth quarter and have 42 tonight. Is he out of his prime, Q?
And hold on, hold on. And because I would trade Ben Simmons for that.
That means that you
don't value defense. Shut the fuck.
Is Kevin Durant out of his prime?
Kevin Durant has bodily issues.
I haven't seen him play.
We don't know. We haven't seen him.
I haven't seen him play.
He played 2 days ago.
Bro, but he plays every other game.
Is Kevin Durant out of his prime, yes or no?
We don't know, Q. We don't know.
But, all right, okay. All right, wait, Q. Even if you're saying that, what other player? No.
Is Ben Simmons in his prime yet?
Huh?
Is Ben Simmons, is he in his prime yet?
This is the best he's going to get.
Why?
Because that's just the way it is.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because you're trading a player, and I'll let's just say I'll go with your agenda, even though I disagree, who's in his prime for a player who's an elite talent. In a generational athleticism, and who's not reached his peak yet, you would trade him for that.
Again, Corey, a generational talent. I'm trading a generational talent, so I say,
for an elite
one of the
scorer,
best scorers
and
to ever
and
touch
you're not
the
trading
them
player
nigga?
For player. We were giving them picks and Maxey.
The best ever. And you see how
right,
we draft?
Hey, question.
Oh my God. What
question.
The fuck
hey,
are you
question.
Be talking about?
Question.
What, like, literally, what the fuck
well?
Do you be talking about?
Question.
You're wrong here.
Question.
No, you are wrong.
I'm wrong here.
Question. Wait, hold on.
Your best player, who's so great at defense, has taken you where? Where?
Who's my best player?
On defense. No, I said your best player on defense. You see? Exactly. I said your best player on defense. Where has he taken you?
I about to say.
He's been there. He's always been the best player.
Yeah, and he's not done anything. Why?
Yeah,
no,
shit.
No, he just needs he no no. His problem is he needs.
No, NB has always been the Sixers' best player. It's never been Ben Simmons.
I said on defense. I said your best player that you've had. What has he done for you?
All right,
and what is he going to continue to do for you?
Question:
what he's been doing for you?
How long would you consider like a decent NBA career? Seriously, how long would you consider like?
Probably 5-6 years.
No, okay. From let me specify for a superstar for like a 12 years.
11-12. Yeah.
Okay. So what year?
This is case by case, by the way.
Okay, yeah. but for like an average, you said 12 years. Okay, James Harden is in what season?
He got in the league in 2009.
So what, 11? No.
Till 12.
Till
12. So you think somebody in their 12 seasons in their prime? Seriously.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Wait,
that's
it. Literally doesn't make sense.
Just listen.
Even when you look at the type
listen,
of injuries he's
listen,
had.
Listen. If you have a 16-year career, tell me what span of those 16 years would you consider someone's prime?
When I look at you, numbers, say he's out his prime.
No, but when you look at the numbers, you'd be like, all right, he had a great... Last four years,
a nigga who didn't just win the scoring championship last year.
Has he fallen off?
Okay.
Right now he's in the MVP race.
Okay, so LeBron's in the MVP race. We just said he's out
no,
of his prime.
No, he's not.
Nigga, look up the. He's hot. Nigga, what? He's higher than your band. What are you talking about?
No.
What the fuck?
He's not higher than
you. Look up the NBA rankings right now on MVP. Nah, I guarantee you LeBron is higher than fucking Joel Embiid.
Oh, that's some dick sucking going on here.
Oh, nigga, you're wrong. That's it. You're wrong.
It's some dick sucking going on here.
Look up the power rankings.
And even if you say that James Harden is not in his prime, he's not trending up. He's not going to get better.
But that doesn't mean he's out of his prime. But also, LeBron being out of his prime has nothing to do with James Harden being in his prime. What's the comparison? How? But you're trying to compare LeBron's time in the NBA to Harden's. There's just no comparison. Yeah. Has Harden showed us that?
Okay.
No.
Okay, ready?
So what? How can you say?
But what?
This
but
was in a different era, Q.
Yeah.
What decline have we seen from LeBron? Y'all all said we saw a decline in LeBron. Where have we seen a decline?
Literally,
tell me where we've seen it. Because he's shooting better. He's averaging more assists. He's averaging more rebounds. Where have we seen a decline?
You tell me.
His decline is in his athleticism. He's
attacking the
basket. Oh, really? Because I didn't see his fucking head above the rim before he got hurt. No, he can still do it, but
Q, are you really? Hold up, wait. Are you really about to say? Are you about to sit here? Wait, hold up.
Gary,
hold up, wait.
Wouldn't you know that I deal with this every week?
Wait, hold up.
Gary said he hasn't seen one, so don't fucking ask Gary.
No, tell me this is hold up. Tell me this is the same LeBron we saw in Miami. I fucking dare you.
I don't think so.
Why?
Why?
Because he's a basketball
player now.
He wasn't
Miami. Wait, what?
Hold on.
No.
He's more skilled. He's a more skilled basketball player.
Hold on.
His best years were in Miami and Cleveland. Second
or time. Or athleticism or skill.
I'm talking about at his peak. At his peak.
LeBron is a better basketball player today than he was in
Miami. No.
He's a smarter basketball player.
Yes. I'll say that.
Because they let the nigga pass more. That's why.
He's a smarter basketball player.
Yo, LeBron today don't lose to the Mavs in fucking 2012.
Because he's smarter.
Nigga, that goes into being better. Like, why
I don't know about that, man. As long as it's still JJ Barea there, I don't know, man.
Hold up, wait, hold up.
If you take the LeBron James from that second Miami Heat team, put him on Lakers, we're not losing a fucking game.
Why? What does he have? What does he have then?
Because he was bigger, faster, stronger.
And stronger than everybody.
But he couldn't shoot like
he's faster.
But he didn't need to shoot because nobody was stepping in front of him. People are actually stepping in front of LeBron James right now.
Nobody was stepping in front of him.
He's still not a shooter.
He was like Giannis with actual skill.
Yes.
How do people stop Giannis then?
No. With
they let him stop himself.
You stopped my caveat. I said
next question.
It was like Giannis.
The Bucks offensive coordinator stops Giannis.
LeBron couldn't shoot, so now if people step in front of him, what
LeBron
it
could shoot back then, not like
he wasn't a
not like Giannis.
He wasn't a shooter, but you couldn't. You weren't. You're not leaving. You're not leaving LeBron open.
It was way better than Giannis.
You weren't even leaving rookie year LeBron wide open. Nobody's doing that.
Yes, you are.
Fuck you are.
What the fuck? All right,
go watch the tape.
That has been another episode of Not That Serious the podcast. We are off the. We're off the rails.
Will Smith.
We're off the rails.
Yeah, Will Smith is
go
great.
Go watch the tape.
We're
Jamie
off the rails,
Fox is
man.
Great. I don't want to talk
James
anymore.
Harden's not on a decline.
I get it.
Yeah, he's chilling. Okay. He's 30,000 feet up right now. Huh? No, he's 30,000 feet.
He's plateaued. Because right now, nobody can stop him from scoring, and he's picking every team apart. And the thing is, now, on the Brooklyn Nets, he's actually playing better defense.
He's on it. Yeah, he's in his groove. He's
I won't say that.
I won't get on that.
No, James Harden.
James Harden's actually playing better defense now than he has since he's left OKC.
He doesn't have the offensive workload that he had in OKC.
Playing some defense is better than absolutely no defense.
But that lets me know the worth of defense if they're going to say, all right, we're going to need not really defense because we're going to need you to get buckets.
Because you're the best.
It's not. It never is. Thank you. All right. Well, we all know that. They don't fucking make no money.
Nobody's ever going to take a defensive player over an offensive player.
Any day. Nobody would do that.
100%. But what teams win?
The best defensive teams.
Shut the fuck up. Now we will end the night.
Top defensive
but teams. But that might
you've
not
you've
never
seen a bottom half defensive team win a championship.
Okay, have you seen a bottom half offensive team win a championship?
No.
And
I value team defense, not individual defense.
In the last 20 years, Keenan.
I agree with you.
That might have been in the past 20 years.
Yeah,
and also you got to think, back in the day, niggas, if you go back and watch the Lakers versus Celtics, the final score for them games was like 80-81.
Yeah, it was a different game.
The league
though.
Itself was different.
Yeah.
Refs weren't as salty.
But all I'm saying is, I'm not saying that the offense doesn't matter. I'm saying, like, unlike him, it's like you have to be good at both.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
As a team. You have to be good at both to win.
We're not talking individuals.
You can go with some offense and some fuck ass defense
and
do some
shit. He didn't listen. That's what I'm saying. Someone's not listening. No, I never.
You just said defense isn't valuable.
No, I said I value team defense. Individually, if you can't play defense and you can get a bucket, you can.
So basically, you're saying we've all been saying the same thing this whole time.
Yeah. Well, like, exactly. because James Harden, like, people make fun of him because he doesn't play defense. I don't care for that because I don't think that that's important.
Yeah, you don't have to care for it when you're the best scorer to damn near ever touch the best. We are talking about the best, man. We're not talking about Lou Dort.
I'm about to say, we're not talking about Lou Dort.
A nigga in the fucking history books. I mean, Lou
Dort
just
scored 40, dude.
Okay. He'll never do that again.
We don't know that.
Yeah, well, I know that. That nigga should be playing right wing right now.
Because Ben Simmons doesn't want to score. Because he doesn't want to score.
So Lou Dort didn't want to score till that night?
Did you see the threes he was shooting?
Yeah, Ben Simmons doesn't do that.
No. I just mean, did you see the threes? That nigga has no business shooting.
I saw the highlights.
And yeah, it was the nastiest 42. Form. The nastiest
everything. 40. There was no cute highlights.
And they still lost. They were just letting him shoot because he's the only scorer on the team.
The next high guy was like 7.
Ben Simmons is on the number one team in East.
Yeah,
you can. You can't. You're just not gonna let that shit go down, because there's gonna be a chance that you're gonna lose because we have the number one team in the East. And you're playing against the Thunder. You gonna let Lou Dort shoot 25 points or 25 shots? Because if he's shooting 25 shots, that means there's nobody else on that fucking team.
Even worse, he had 31 shots.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I'm letting Lou Dort shoot 31.
I'm letting Lou Dort shoot my lights out.
You can shoot 50, Lou Dort. Have a fucking picnic. And that has been another episode of the Not That Serious Podcast. We're sponsored by Manscaped.
Yes,
we love
are.
You guys at Manscaped. All right, you know what I'm saying?
You know.
Make sure you shave your balls. Make ladies shave your cha-chas, all that. Make sure you listen to us on all streaming platforms. You know what I mean? Make sure you follow us on all socials at NTS Pod on everything. Make sure you listen. Show love. Tell a friend and tell another friend and tell one more friend again. That's it. Thank you, Gary, for coming out.
Yeah,
it was fun. Thank you, Army, for coming out. Love all y'all. We'll see y'all next week, same time, same place. We will get more structure. Niggas start pissing me off. Peace.